awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. We're back from the dead. Yes. Nobody died. Happy Monday. Post-Share-a-thon Monday.
Ugh.
Hey, you know, though, it ended up not bad.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be pretty abysmal.
We really did.
Taking in the first day and all that stuff. But then people really came out of the woodwork on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Thursday typically is the worst, and yet somehow it seemed it was pretty awesome.
It wasn't so bad. It was encouraging. It was good.
Do I sound weird?
You sound like you're... No?
Okay.
I don't think so. Does it sound out of phase?
Yeah, it
radio.
Sounds so weird to me.
Out of phase.
Oh,
you
well.
Don't to my mic.
Okay, good. Well, it is Monday morning, October 6th. Balloon Fiesta going on right now, which is making traffic amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to be anywhere at any time, yeah.
You should just drive at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the best time to go.
It's the best way to do it. It is, dude, it's 6:20. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
A little behind. Oh, wait, what am I doing? I'm already messing stuff up this morning.
No.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
I'm going to go ahead and take a phone call.
Let it be.
Static.
Hey, guys, it is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, it was going good, but my buddy Steve-O here is having a bad day. Matthew, you need to encourage him.
Hey, Steve-O, what's going on there, buddy? You okay?
He forgot to wear deodorant again.
I'll stop.
Oh, Steve-O, let me tell you. I know some of my family, and I can admit this. I forget sometimes. I forgot on one of the most important days when I was going to my dad's buddy's wedding. I forgot.
Now,
those of you guys out there who forget, don't worry. Hey, we all make a mistake once, but some mistakes are worse than others.
Amen.
And you can always go buy some more, Steve-O. Go get like a quick, you know, I feel sick of deodorant. You guys get some like a little local store here, Calvary, Albuquerque. You get like a one for like a dollar.
Yeah, they have deodorant over in Sopo, I think. You can eat it.
Oh, you know what, guys?
It's edible.
Don't worry about it, Steve-O. And hey, sorry to cut the topic here short, but I wanted to see if you guys are interested in some news that you guys probably heard of. You guys know, did anybody out there hear Steve-O? I don't know if you guys heard this. Cibolo High School canceled their homecoming dance.
Is this like early breaking news?
Yeah, he's doing local breaking news.
Yeah, this is something I heard of, guys. I was at actually a restaurant where they had the free internet, and I was on, and my KOAT TV went off. And ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what's going on here? I open it, and it said Cibolo High School canceled their homecoming dance due to a threat.
What?
Now, this story has already been released to the news. It's already been on the TV.
Oh, well.
It was released on Saturday about...
So it's not breaking news.
7, 8 o'clock
news.
At night.
It's a couple-day-old news.
It's couple-day-old news. So we'll give it... this thing.
Okay. Because it's
I thought I would see that in the air, guys. It's sad. I mean, like, you can't joke around about that kind of stuff.
You can't joke around that. You got to stomp that stuff out.
It's like, you know what? If you want to joke around, save it for when you're with your friends or when you're at home by yourself. Joke around.
Joke around with yourself at home.
Yeah. Don't do that stuff on the internet. You know, nowadays, everyone out there listening, hey, they can track your phone information, the government.
They can track you all day long.
They can do that. All they have to do is they have to call the police, and that's it. They can ping it, and you know, they have the location of where it was, who it was, all the info they need, and you will be prosecuted. That's the thing.
Gotcha.
So if you think about joking, and you need to tell a joke,
just tell yourself at home. Tell your jokes to yourself at home and never share them with anyone else so you don't offend anybody.
What was the
joke? And you know, it's sad. I mean, I was thinking, you know what? I'm actually sad for the kids that had their dad's canceled. But you know what, guys? I'm happy that they did that because it kept them safe.
Yep.
The one thing is safety is the main priority here. So I'm glad that Cibolo High School did everything to keep their students safe because, you know, that's, of course, the main thing. Safety should be everyone's main priority, even if it's meaning they have to cancel a very fun event that everyone prepared for. Still, safety needs to come first.
It's true. All right, Matthew, what song do you want to hear this morning?
Ooh, let's see. You know what? This morning, I want to have you guys dedicate a song, put it out by, do you have anything by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
I'm sure we do.
We can find something.
Hey, put, you know what, it can be any song, but this song I'm dedicating it out to both groups. I got my school, JV, is playing the St. Pius Sardis today, and also it's going to Steeple High School. To you guys out there, let your dance canceled. Sorry that happened, guys, but don't worry, it will be rescheduled. Hope you guys have a great day.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Later. Going out to the football team.
It's pretty cool.
Hopefully they catch the ball and run in the right direction.
I hope so. Hey, listen to this Facebook post we got on Saturday.
Okay.
I don't live in ABQ, but I was there yesterday and heard local natives on your station. I kept it on static until I could no longer receive signal driving back home to Farmington this morning. Love your station. Plus, you played my favorite 1975 song, Robbers. Keep up the good work.
Boom!
Here's another one. 100 by KB. Didn't know you guys played rap. And then a bunch of, like, frowny faces. Sorry, Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon from the NASCAR?
Man, I think so, man. That's old Jeff right there. He ain't a rap fan, Doug.
Number 24.
No, I think this is a...
Different Jeff Gordon?
Yeah, he lives in El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
Different guy. Cute dog, though. We got a bunch of good stuff coming up for y'alls in a little bit. We got breaking news in about 5 minutes. Then we got birthdays with Doug a little bit after that.
Yeah, and it's Monday.
We're going to get through this Monday like
Heck
champions.
Yeah, dude. Mad Lib Monday today. We're excited about that. We are nearly through our ninja book.
Woo!
This is great. It's exciting stuff.
It is exciting stuff, and we're happy that you guys are back here with us on this wonderful Monday morning.
Heck yeah. All right, this goes out to all of the football teams for Volcano Vista. For Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, you Cibola kids, sorry about your homecoming or whatever.
Better keep heading in the right direction.
Booyah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everybody. Today is October 6, 2014. It's a Monday. We are in Balloon Fiesta here in the ABQ.
We are.
That's what happens.
Chris Chicago is here this weekend, and if he is gone,
Ooh.
I'm going to fight him.
Hey, when was
fight
he here?
Fight him to the doom.
When was he here?
He was posting pictures on Instagram, and he was like, bro, totally call you when I get to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you won't. And he was like, yeah, we're.
Yeah, we're, guys. I'm Chris Chicago, guys.
We're, yeah. I'm going to do what I want. Ah!
Doug had a bad experience at the Balloon Fiesta yesterday.
Oh, no.
He did.
Did you fall out of the basket? Did you get hit by a basket?
We'll talk about it at birthdays.
Oh, was it yesterday morning?
Yes.
Oh, it was grounded.
Today's number of the day is 18. That's the number of U.S. states which plant the most of the annual soybean crop. That's exciting.
Yeah.
A Russian fisherman was shocked when he caught a fish with human-like teeth. An expert says that the fish is most likely a piranha, specifically a herbivore piranha, not the flesh-eating variety. Did anyone else know that there were... herbivore piranhas with human teeth.
I'm just trying to picture
y'all, that's
fish.
Evolution right there. Y'all don't know no things.
Man.
That's evolution right there.
I'm trying to picture a fish with human teeth smiling.
There's that picture of the shark with the human teeth.
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking.
Oh, man.
North and South Korea surprised everyone by holding very high-level talks the other day.
Ooh. Very high. What does that mean?
I guess, well, they don't talk each other because they hate each other.
Oh, okay.
So they've got, like, they're talking again. It's like, oh my gosh.
Very
Zach
high level.
And Kelly getting back together?
Ooh.
Think about it. Researchers are all excited because they found an early image of Jesus where he has no beard. We need to look that up. Early picture of Jesus with no beard. Doug.
Dun, dun, dun.
A woman in Sweden has become history's first woman to give birth with a transplanted uterus. Her mother was the donor, so the woman gave birth to her child using the same womb in which she had been born herself.
No way!
That's pretty cool.
That's trippy.
That puts a new spin on, you know, reusing the wedding dress. Oh, I use the same wedding dress as my mom. Also the same womb. I was in that thing. And now that thing's in me, and I intend on passing it down to my daughter. It's tradition. That's how we do things in Mississippi. You're going to take it. You're going to pass that joker down because that's what we do in this family.
Gosh, that is so weird.
We are a lineage of one uterus and we pass it down.
Yeah.
We don't stop. In Italy,
because we can't stop.
In Italy, the barbers who cut the hair of members of Italy's parliament have been forced to take a pay cut. Now they only get paid $125,000 a year, which to me seems like a bad shake.
Wow.
$125,000 a year to be a barber cutting the members of Italy's parliament's hair. Jamie, you need to go be that barber.
Say, we need to
be
move.
That barber.
I can cut hair.
I'll do what I want, man. A new study finds that you tend to eat more if you eat with people who are overweight.
Mm.
Oh, no. We're going to be drawing more lines. All these blurred lines! The skinny people aren't going to want to hang out with the fat people anymore. A United States Postal Service employee was arrested in Bellevue, Washington after she used her mail truck to hit a pedestrian 3 times while laughing hysterically.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
This is the second job she's lost this year. She had recently joined the Postal Service after being fired from the Secret Service. Man, no, I'm kidding. That's a joke. Because, you know, the Secret Service have been jokers lately. Did you see any of SNL this weekend?
I did not.
I don't like Sarah Silverman. I think she's...
Oh, she hosted?
Yeah. Ugh. I think she's almost... I think her best role was that little kid in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, she's
Vanilla
not so
Pivon
bad.
Sweet.
Yes, and then she started talking, and I was like, oh, I didn't even make it through. I just quit. I was like, oh, man, I don't care. She played Joan Rivers in a skit. She did a good job. It was like respectful.
Okay, I'm like,
it was like an
that's
homage.
That's messed up.
No, it was an homage.
Oh, okay.
She did a good job. It was funny. And then... freaking Adam Levine was playing Freddie Mercury in that skit. So there's a reason to watch it, I guess. TNT has canceled the drama Dallas after 3 seasons. Not canceled Nashville, which I caught up on this weekend.
I had
to catch up on my stories yesterday. That's all I did. I watched Nashville. I watched Sleepy Hollow, which Sleepy Hollow got crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still on season one.
We need to go back and fill in the gaps because there's a couple things that I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I need to go back and rewatch this.
Well, that's because we were watching season one when you first moved out here.
Yeah.
And so you were like new to morning show and new to having to wake up early. And then we try and watch it when we got home.
Fall asleep.
And you would fall asleep. And I'd be like, dude, that one was crazy.
And I go, huh? Well, Walter from Fringe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah?
That's why we got to watch. That's why I care about it so much.
Oh, that's tonight, huh? In Gotham?
Oh, God.
Best.
That's a good show. Best. A Massachusetts woman was arrested after police found drugs hidden beneath the prosthetic rear end enhancement she was wearing.
Whoa.
Kind of cool. That's so you don't have to get butt implants. Prosthetic booty. Scientists at Wake Forest University have successfully grown...
Okay.
I'm reading it. Scientists at Wake Forest University have successfully grown the male sex organ in the lab.
No way.
And now they say they're ready for testing.
Nope.
Let's move along, shall we? The search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 got back underway on Sunday, and searchers could be in it for a long haul, possibly a year or more, before any sign of the missing plane turns up. And Malaysia Airlines watchers can follow the search for the Boeing 777-200 with live online updates from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau, the agency that is now in charge of the daunting search. They have a website. It's atsb.gov.au.
I feel like this is going to be like the Titanic.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like they'll find
it. Not
being
funny.
No, I get it.
Like years later, and it's going to happen, you know, like with the submarine, and they're just going to have, they're going to find.
Yeah, and it'll be like, oh my gosh.
Here it is. We found it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know.
How crazy is that? Because it's 2014.
And we lost a plane.
An airplane.
If it would have happened in the Bermuda Triangle, people would have gone nuts. People would have been like, Bermuda Triangle's real, man. That's where Atlantis was. It's a portal to another dimension. Aliens use it. Aliens.
Aliens?
Aliens. That's what they called them on Rugrats, bro. The opening weekend for the iPhone 6 was Apple's best ever for a new smartphone, with 10 million sold in just 3 days. And while Apple hasn't put out any official numbers yet, sources say sales of iPhone 6 and 6 Pluses have likely reached 20 million at this point.
Wow.
It's a lot of phones.
Yeah.
A lot of people still had fours and they were holding out.
Dang, dude.
Because the five wasn't the big, you know, It's okay.
What do we do?
We wait for the 6S, which I like to call success. Thank you.
Yeah.
Check this out. A police sergeant in New York City, well, Red Hook, thought he was just pulling over a speeder. Instead, it turned out to be a frantic dad trying to get help for his son. The 22-month-old was having a medical emergency. The officer took quick action that actually saved the little boy's life. When Matt Morgan's 22-month-old boy suffered a seizure and collapsed.
Whoa.
The 19-year-old sergeant grabbed the small lifeless... Oh, wait. No, that's the dad. The 19-year-old. Okay. The dad was 19. His baby's 22 months.
Okay.
He grabbed the small lifeless body, jumped in the car. Then he spotted Sergeant Patrick Hildenbrand and ran with his boy to the officer, figuring he could get them through traffic a lot faster. What happened next is extraordinary. Morgan, now in the back seat of a police SUV, held his son close to the partition and watched as a 35-year-old policeman drove to the hospital and performed CPR on the boy at the same time.
Whoa!
Hildenbrand started doing compressions and feeling for a pulse while he operated his vehicle. The 22-month-year-old survived. Wow! Hero medal.
Yeah.
That's for real.
Dang, dude. That's the Brody's 22 months. Like, that's the same age.
Wow.
That's, like, so I immediately connected
and just got... He was driving and doing CPR at the same time.
Gosh.
That's crazy. Can you imagine that?
No!
Ugh. Whoa. A freelance software programmer has spent over $100,000 in an ongoing attempt to visit every Starbucks on the planet.
Okay.
The notion came to Winter, I guess that's his name, as he sat in a Starbucks in Texas in 1997. Ironically, while he respects Starbucks for amenities like clean bathrooms, Wi-Fi, he's not crazy about the product. He says, unless I'm checking a new store off my list, I would not go there for coffee.
Wow.
In his free time, he savors the artisanal coffee at independent shops. So this guy goes to Starbucks just to visit.
That's funny.
And then he goes to other coffee shops to get coffee.
They all look... Well, they don't all look the same. I just... Every single one, I feel like more built every minute than he's going to be able to get to. He's like, I checked 3 more off, 27 more open.
Yeah, they pop... They're like a virus.
No!
Well, we pulled up a map. I think Doug had a map the other day of all the Starbuckses in the United States. And Texas had the most, right?
Oof.
Texas had just a crazy amount of Starbuckses. I think the coolest looking Starbucks I've ever been in was that one in Disneyland. It looked awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Super light.
Well, they got that Disney money.
They got that Disney money.
Yeah.
They got that Disney money.
Yeah.
Here's something interesting. Smartphones have gained so much significance in our lives that choosing one is a little like choosing a religion. Our preference for either an iPhone or an Android model seems to suggest something fundamental about who we are.
Hey, well, we're not judging. We still love our Android brothers.
Our Android brethren. We do.
We really do love them.
I mean, you got essentials and non-essentials.
Yeah.
The essential being, can you call someone?
We're not called to judge. We're just called to love them and pray that the Holy Spirit will convict their hearts and they come to their senses about the iPhone. But, you know, we love the Android brethren. Wait, what?
Yes. This would make Tamar Beja a non-believer. The 34-year-old Oakland, California artist is a low-tech holdout, the owner of a dumb phone. She can use her Samsung Intensity 2 to talk and text, but that's about it. And she has no interest in an upgrade. Resistors like Beja make up a small portion of U.S. cell phone users, less than 30% of mobile accounts. Vogue editor Anna Wintour, one-time iPhone user, was recently spotted clutching a $15 flip phone. Shailene Woodley, 22-year-old star of Divergent, uses a flip phone. And Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck praised his flip phone in an interview recently on NFL.com. Is that the way of the future, going back?
Maybe.
Ooh. I want an old Nokia clunker, like the brick that you could... You could throw that thing at the ground,
they
and it would bust apart, and you could put it back together and turn it back on.
They make an iPhone case.
They do. Dude, they do? No, not like Zach Morris. I mean like the Nokia.
Oh, okay.
The Nokia, like, with Snake on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want to go full on cancer. That thing's bigger than the plus. I don't want that. What's that? This is a plus plus. This is a past plus.
Man.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. In Georgia, a fully armed team of deputies with a helicopter descended upon a man's house to bust him for growing pot. They left red-faced when the pot turned out to be nothing but okra plant.
No way!
Pretty good. You dumb police force in Georgia.
I picked my okra yesterday, actually.
Oh, I'm going to report you, buddy.
That's hilarious. You know what the funny thing is? I was cutting it yesterday, like pulling it off, and one of the leaves fell, and I'm like, man, these leaves, because they got like the little five, they do look like the things you see on Facebook and everywhere. It's like, yeah, man,
yeah!
Cannabis.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, those look similar. Not that similar.
This
not
is what happens.
Not, people
not
to
that.
Like
not
bust
like
into
helicopter raid.
Yeah, no, not that similar.
This is what happens when somebody in Mississippi watches way too much Fox News. A Mississippi woman who was arrested for stealing items from students' cars at a high school has a perfectly reasonable explanation. She was searching for members of ISIS.
Okay.
You can probably get away with that in Mississippi too. They go, oh yeah, okay. Keep doing your job, and you know, you get over and you just find what you're looking for, and we'll be over here, and you can tell us what you find. What do you think about that? And lastly, and the most disgusting thing, do not try this on an Ebola patient. 77-year-old Hava Sebek claims her gifted tongue can cure eye problems. The Bosnia grandmother says she can cure all manner of eye problems with just one lick of her tongue.
Gross!
Sweeping away anything from a splinter of wood to the sticky sleep caused by a conjunctivitis infection. She says people from all over the world are flocking to her small village for her unique method to cure eye problems. She's been helping neighbors and friends for over 40 years. She claims she discovered her tongue's mysterious healing properties when she was a little girl. As a joke, she pinned down her brother and licked his eyeball after he complained of dry eyes. He told her he'd been able to see better after that. That, ladies and gentlemen, is your breaking news.
Oh, that's real.
Let's look at traffic.
That is real
that's
life.
That's real life.
Woo!
What'd you do this weekend? Licked a bunch of eyeballs and cured diseases. What'd you do? Oh, I went to Balloon Fiesta. Guys, it looks like we have a stalled vehicle. Right lane is blocked. I-40 East at 6th Street. That's exit 158. Be careful around there. Of course, there's crazy stuff going on I-25 in Paseo. Lots of construction. And with the Balloon Fiesta being right up around the Alameda Balloon Park, you know it's going to be crazy.
I will say this morning.
Yeah?
I was shocked at how easy it was on
easy.
Paseo.
It was like, whoop.
Even right there, that Paseo Jefferson, it was like, dude, this isn't terrible. It's crazy.
Yeah, I actually did not. Doug said it only took him 15 minutes to get there from
the
house
yesterday.
Road construction, roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. The on-ramp at I-25 in Jefferson is still closed, and we have construction in the roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That is your look at traffic, because it is time for a burn time. Is he in audition?
Doug,
are you down? Doug.
Good morning.
Where's your music?
Doug. Hello?
Doug,
yeah,
where's your music?
You.
We can hear you. We can't hear your music. Your wonderful music.
Now?
No.
Hold on.
Yes!
All
that's
right.
What it was.
Someone's in there messing with stuff. Hey, if you're going to Bloom Fiesta, Dawn Patrol's up. I'm literally
Red
looking
Dawn
at
Patrol.
It right now.
Yeah!
Doug, quit looking at it!
Oh, yeah, look!
Let me
right
in!
Hurry! What are they doing?
Y'all, the aliens is landing, y'all. They coming down out the sky.
That's a good sign for all those poor people that were there this weekend.
That's why I built my bunker.
Patrol didn't go up, and they're like,
Doug, tell us your story.
So, okay, it was windy because we went yesterday, and it was windy when we got there. But then the winds died down, but I guess the winds were still really high up above. But Balloon Fiesta decided to have everybody just inflate their balloons and then call that an event, and no one got rain checks.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
And that is why I'll never be going back to Balloon Fiesta.
No way! That sucks!
Doug, you've got
to take
a stand.
They inflated for maybe 10 minutes, and not even, like, maybe a quarter of the balloons inflated. And they were like, oh, that's an event. No rain check. Sorry, guys.
Wow. That's an event.
Oh.
I can blow up a freaking balloon if anybody would like to come over to my house. I mean,
dang,
I can blow up
dude.
A special balloon if anybody would like to come over to my house.
And that, and then the people that worked the event were telling people when they were walking out that they could get rain checks. And then on Facebook, they're like, no, sorry, the inflation was an event. No rain checks will be given.
That's what they called it. The static inflation.
Yeah.
Hey. we should do an event called the Static Inflation.
Yeah.
And all we do is we go get out there in the grassy knoll and we just blow up balloons.
I like that.
And then we're like, this was an event. Please,
please give us $100
a person.
Parking is $40.
It's $100 a balloon. And I blew up like 12 of them. So,
do you have to pay for parking and everything?
$10. And then $8 per adult. So $26.
That's just not fun, Doug.
Yep.
$26 to watch people just stand around? I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all right.
It could be worse.
Could be a lot worse, John.
Yeah.
I don't know what would make it worse. I was just trying to be helpful.
I mean, yeah, I got you. Today, October 6th, 2014. Day 279. There are 86 more days remaining. First up this morning, an American actor.
Wait.
He had recurring roles as Billy Chinoweth on the HBO series 6 Feet Under, Cyrus Lupo on Law & Order. He was in the films Clueless, 13, and Wrong Turn, and the ABC sitcom Suburgatory.
Okay.
Nope.
Clueless.
He played...
He was like on the TV show?
He was like the... No, the movie. He was like the... He was like her half-brother or something.
Paul Rudd?
No, not... Paul okay, Rudd no. It's no, it was the other guy. Not Paul Rudd, but there's the other... Like...
No clue.
Shaggy-looking guy.
I don't know.
Jeremy Sisto.
Oh.
Nope. Who's Jeremy Sisto?
Hang on. Let's guess his birthday. He's 35.
39!
He is 40 years old.
Oh!
How you spell it? Sisto.
Yeah. S-I-S-T-O. Heard it from a friend
who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
No, that's the guy she liked.
Okay,
and
that's
then it turned
was
out that he didn't like her.
I do not remember that movie.
Clueless, man.
Yeah, no, I know.
You're clueless.
You're clueless.
You're clueless.
You're clueless.
You're clueless
up,
about clueless.
The lead vocalist of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, wow.
Murray Lott. It's my dad. That's not real. He's not the one.
Oreo Speed Spaggin.
Or
Kevin Cronin.
Kevin Cronin. How old is he? Oreo Speedwagon.
You just gave a smoothie. Is that where you're going for the Kiva juice?
No.
I thought you were going for that one.
Oh, baby.
57.
Are, baby. 55. Doug?
He is 63
Dang,
years old.
Dude. Yeah.
That wagon's slowing down.
Ari old Speedwagon.
Next up, former NFL head coach and author. You can
Tony
buy his
Dungy
books. Yes.
How did I guess that?
I have an autographed copy.
How did
copy
I guess it?
I have an autographed copy.
That's your favorite guy.
I have an how autographed
even,
copy.
I don't know why I even knew his name.
Tony Dungy, please come out of retirement and fix the Bucks.
He's
your boy,
Lovie an
Smith, is not working.
Yes, he is.
He is. We
give
almost
him a
won
year,
yesterday.
Man. Give
I know.
Him a
we
year
almost. We almost won in New Orleans yesterday. New Orleans won their first game of the season yesterday. Good job, New Orleans.
I saw Steven praising the Lord on Twitter.
Of course he was.
Ugh. Because he knew you'd have had bragging rights for
oh,
the next,
man.
Whoever
it was about to happen. Oh, it was about to happen, and he wouldn't have heard the end of it for life.
It's okay. Okay. Tony Dungy, how old is he?
58.
56.
59.
You were so close.
You were so close.
And the final birthday. Because it's not a very good birthday day.
Oh, what's this guy's
Robert
name?
Robert Palmer.
No.
Yeah.
An American actress known for her roles in the films The Karate Kid, Adventures in Babysitting, Cocktail.
Oh my gosh,
Elizabeth Shue.
Yes.
Ah! Hollow Man.
I love Elizabeth
Hollow
Shue.
Hollow Man.
Elizabeth Shue, I love you. I love you. If you can hear that, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey! 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 Hey!
Yep.
She was like my big crush in the eight, like when I was a kid.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
She was like the
That's cuz she's the girl
she was
in
pinnacle.
The Karate Kid.
She was in well, for me it
well,
was like Back to the
me,
Future Part 2.
I was
two
just about to say No, that's Leah Thompson. Oh, right,
no,
the girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
See, for me
she replaced the first girl.
And for me Leah Thompson, which was weird cuz she played the mom but also
yeah,
the young mom, the kid mom. Dude, Howard the Duck and Back to the Future. Yep. Leah Thompson.
You're like Jax Teller. Sorry. Adventures in Babysitting. I watched that the other day on Netflix. Got you. I got you so good. Listen to this music in the background.
I have a very different childhood from you guys because I remember her from Cocktail.
Oh. Oh.
You better shut up forever, Doug. I'm just kidding.
Hollow Man? Anyone?
Yeah, no. Hollow Man? Gosh. I remember that movie. Yeah. I saw it in the theater. It freaked me out. I was like, whoa.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin, no. No.
What about The Saint?
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome,
everyone.
She was
in The Saint with Val Kilmer.
Come
on. That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
That was a good movie.
Have to face it, I'm addicted to dub. Elizabeth Shue is 44.
Oh, don't. 42.
51. On to this day in
history. That's old. I'm sorry.
Steve-O's almost there. It's not that old.
That was a scream.
That was fantastic.
Listen to this creepy song.
On this day in what year the era of talking pictures began with the opening of The Jazz Singer, a movie starring Al Jolson that featured both silent and talking scenes.
I don't have a wink, you see. Vaudeville's the way to go.
1926.
1924.
1927.
Dang it!
You're so
right
close.
There.
Dang it!
That's what you get for not listening in theater. Theater.
That's crazy. 1920. So, okay.
This one's for our friend, Sam Swan.
Boo.
On this day in what year, Chicago Tavern owner Billy Goat Cianis bought a seat for his pet at Game 4 of the World Series.
Yep.
They were kicked out of the stadium, and he put the goat curse on the Chicago Cubs.
And they have not won a World Series since.
Are you kidding me?
Not joking.
It's a powerful curse.
They haven't even been back.
Oh, I should know this. Sam would know this.
Well, the last time they won the World Series was in
1908.
Okay. So,
because they won back-to-back 1907, 1908, right?
And curses quit working with the invention of the light bulb. Right? Or no, it was later. Maybe it was
this
the
was a dude who brought his pet goat to Wrigley.
Okay.
So think about that.
Okay, so 1910.
1914.
1945.
Oh,
what?
Okay, wow.
They were still letting goats in?
Okay. Apparently not. That's why he got kicked out and cursed the Chicago Cubs.
What do you mean I can't bring my goat?
Oh, man.
On this day in what year, Elizabeth Taylor married her seventh husband, construction worker Larry Fortensky. It was her eighth marriage.
Really 1969. 1965. 1991. Hey, oh, right.
You guys gave me a total, like, oh... Never mind. I can't talk right now.
On this day, what year?
In county jail.
The London tabloid The People reported reliable information that Elvis had faked his death in 1977 and run off with a secret lover named Maria. The tabloid said Elvis had paid a dying man to have plastic surgery to become his double, to die at Graceland, and to be buried in Elvis's place.
1996.
1987.
Walk-off shot.
Boom!
Updates. 1996. 96.
It was me!
You!
So I totally had this image where it was like...
Nicely done.
He's got his goat at wherever, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, sir, get out of here! You can't bring a goat in! And he's like, no, I'm staying. They said, we're gonna get your goat if you don't leave. He's like, oh yeah? No, I'm gonna get your goat. And then he curses the place.
Let's see it.
Now I've got your goat forever.
It wasn't a walk-off shot. Steve-O, number one song, Chance for the Equalizer.
Oh, Chance for the Equalizer.
You're not Denzel. You can't do this.
I'm not. I'm no Denzel.
Another one bites the dust.
1976.
Another one bites the dust. 1978.
1980. It's Emergency Nurses Week. It is Fire Prevention Week, Mental Illness Awareness Week, National Work From Home Week, Physician Assistant Day, World Teachers Day, Noodle Day, and
Noodle
Fiesta Week here at Albuquerque.
Yeah!
Yeah, it is.
My parents are coming on Friday.
I know!
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Woo!
Good times to be had by all. Speaking of good times, of course, coming up right around the corner. Little segment we do here called Mad Lib Monday.
Y'all know it's true.
We'll do that, and of course, we'll take your words at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Of course, phone lines, get ready. 338-3700, the phone number here. Coming back, we got some American Arson, some Weezer, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Hola, hola. It is I, Mateo.
Hey!
Do I hablar español?
What?
Yep, Spanish. It looks like we have an accident and three lanes are blocked. I-40 East at Rio Grande. That is not going to be good. In fact, 40 eastbound is stacked right now behind that accident or to the west of it. Again, I-40 East at Rio Grande, there is an accident and three lanes are blocked. Traffic has slowed down to about 15 miles an hour, 16 miles an hour, but on the interstate, that's pretty slow. So plan for that. I-25 in Paseo, of course, under construction. Also, Balloon Fiesta traffic. This morning, the balloons just went up in the air, and they are beautiful. They are gorgeous. I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street. Road construction, that is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp, I-25 north at Jefferson Street is closed. And the construction down at Rio Bravo and Isleta, the roadway reduced to two lanes. That is your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Monday.
What you looking for, over?
I need a pen.
He needs a pen.
Because it's time to start getting words.
He needs a pen.
It's our favorite.
Wait, you really do need a pen.
Your favorite.
Hang on.
You love this segment.
I'm going to walk out.
All right. He's going to walk out so he doesn't have to sing the song.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday. Welcome.
Doug.
We do it every Monday. Nicely done. Nicely dug.
Nicely dug. Gorgeous!
505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. It is Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, yeah! What's up now?
We need your words. Yeah.
Let's see if anybody's commented on Facebook already.
We only have three left in this entire book.
Sean Bricky back. He commented. He said, medulla oblongata.
No way.
Is that you
need? The very first one I need is a part of the body.
Medulla oblongata. You did it, Sean. You did it.
That's awesome.
That's all we got. Hey, give us a call. 505-338-3700.
Yeah.
Call us.
All right.
Do we have a call?
We do.
Let's answer it.
505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. As soon as producer Doug gets off the phone,
get
we can answer
phone.
It. You see, producer Doug answers the phone lines for us, guys.
And get off the phone!
He makes sure it's like a call screener. He ensures that they're, you know, of a good quality. Doug wouldn't relinquish this phone call, so it was like, dude. Must be somebody good.
Must be something nice.
Static!
Woo! It's Wooly! Wooly, quit laughing! Nothing is funny! Don't you freaking talk to Doug! Don't you call Doug! Don't you special call Doug! Don't you special call him!
So good. Okay, can I just preface whatever word stuff needs to happen with something?
Yeah.
Okay. You need to breathe, Wooly.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? All right. Okay, we're good. Okay. So this one.
You're making me laugh, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Stop it. I like to laugh when I know what I'm laughing at. You got that Holy Ghost
all right,
laugh.
All right. Okay. Woo. All
right. That's right.
What happened was I was just, you know, the morning I was waking up and I was going through my tweets because, you know, I tweet in the first thing because that's why I listen to you guys and send out some love. I go through, I see Dougie Fresh last night had some pizza, and he tweeted about it, which reminded me first thing in the morning, I had leftover pizza in my refrigerator, which made me so because I was all hungry and my belly went up.
Yeah.
So I went over to the refrigerator. Not only did I find the leftover pizza, which is a brilliant discovery.
Yeah, it is.
But what I'm going to wash down the pizza with, which I had no clue what was in my refrigerator. It's a Pediasure. The most delicious Pediasure ever. It was a chocolate Pediasure.
What?
Pizza and Pediasure. Breakfast of Champions. What it is.
No!
I don't know if you got in my refrigerator, but it was so good. So I saw him in the story, and we were laughing together, and then he just switched me over.
And there you are.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. Wow. Pizza and Pediasure on a Monday morning.
I don't even know what is happening. Woolly is bringing us joy.
Thank you, Woolly. Thank
you
for calling.
Or other baby food product.
Amen.
There you go. I like that.
I love you guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Oh, man. I love you guys so much.
Love you.
So we're doing words. Let's do some words, man.
Let's do it.
I need a plural noun.
Oh man. Plural noun. Benny and the Jets.
Okay.
Yes.
Done.
Well, yeah, you're going to have a good week.
Man, only because of you guys. I'm so grateful for y'all. Man, I love y'all so much. Have a beautiful day. Get some balloons, regardless of how bad traffic is.
Yeah.
God. Can I make a little assumption about the future of static radio?
Yes. Yeah.
I know that y'all are sticking around regardless of however all this funding stuff goes.
Yeah.
Because Matthew from Albuquerque will be a future DJ on Static Radio. Can we just profess it right now?
We have
you
a future.
You know that's going to happen.
We have a future. We got a file cabinet waiting on him.
Yep.
And he is stoked. He is so stoked.
He's so stoked.
Oh, my God.
Have a good day, Willie.
I love you guys.
Love you too, Willie. All right.
Man.
Phone lines are open.
That's an infectious laughter.
338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. Is it fall break or something? What has happened?
I don't know. Good things.
What? Oh, that was last week.
That was last week.
It's next week.
Next month.
It's the month after. It's in February.
Doug?
Fall break is in February.
Use your sign language. Use sign language, Doug.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. You can also chime in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. I need an adjective.
Well, okay, so Thebes wrote, Royal Slaughter, Shutout, Blue Champions, etc.
Yeah.
So whichever one of those you want to... Blue, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, blue, because you're blue about the Blues.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll work. It's a sad week. Sad weekend.
He's a Kansas City Royals fan. He was at Game 2.
He was there.
In Anaheim. So he got to see his team...
Slaughter?
Yeah. Yeah. The first two games were really close. They were both great. They were extra inning games.
Yeah. So who do they play now?
They play on Friday in Baltimore against the Baltimore Orioles to go to the World Series.
The Orioles have an interesting name. I think they're going to win.
I hope so. Anybody but the Royals at this point. I'm just kidding.
You love the Royals so much. We saw that video of this longtime Royals fan, and he was so stoked. Do you remember that? I think it was at your house because I don't have cable, but this old guy.
Oh, he's had season tickets since the very, very first season. Yes.
And he was like, this is my team that I've been waiting
on. That was for the wild card game. That was a great interview. And I was like, yeah, go Royals. It's too bad we're going to crush them. And then we didn't. That's okay.
Looking 505. Back, it turned out a little differently.
338-3700. That's 505-338-3700.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phone number here. If you'd like to chime in for Mad Lib Monday. About Static.
There you go.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Huh?
How's it going?
Who is this?
It's me, Zachariah.
Hey.
Fernandez, kid again.
Nice,
hey, Zachariah.
Dude. Zachariah, I need a noun.
Let me talk to you. Place or thing? Huh? Key Dodge.
What?
Key Dodge.
Elementary
school. Elementary school.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Thank you, Soraya.
I was talking to my sister on my mom's phone, and here I started laughing. Then sister was starting laughing.
Amazing.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. It's not creepy at all.
Mm-mm.
In any way, shape, or form. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. Today
is good.
It feels Monday. Like a Monday.
It really does, all around.
There are some Mondays that don't. Today's got that vibe,
it's
right?
Got that Monday vibe.
Gosh. Okay, I need an adjective. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Okay. Slimy.
Slimy. I'll take it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static! Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm already on hold.
Oh, hey. Hi. Hey.
What's up?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Okay, so since I'm on my way to the gym, I'll give you strong.
Yeah, strong. Strength. You are a strong woman.
Yes, I'm trying.
On the way to the gym to be stronger.
Yes.
There you go. Nicely done.
Have a good time at the gym.
All right. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
This guy, what's up with you?
Balloons.
Oh.
Yeah. Because there's balloons.
What y'all need?
I need a noun.
Noun. Dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon. Yeah. Dragon Zord.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700.
Dragon Zord.
Yeah. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You saw the Dragon Zord this weekend.
I did. It's $80. It's $80.
We have to talk about that coming up. We have to talk about that. Static.
Hi, guys. It's Olivia.
Olivia!
Oh, Olivia, I'm so glad it's you because we need an adverb, and you're one of the only people in the world that actually knows what an adverb is.
Oh, my. Okay, let's see. Imploringly.
Oh my gosh. He can't
Olivia,
spell that.
I can't. Who do you? It's me. I'm in my 30s. I can't spell imploringly.
It starts with an E, right? Right?
It's an E. Imploringly.
I think it's an E. Implore. I implore.
To implore, yeah. It's I, dude.
Yeah, it's I.
Okay.
It's not like implode.
Yeah.
I implore you.
I'm thinking of...
I implore you.
Imploringly.
Imploringly.
Let's do it.
Gosh. All right. That's a pretty brilliant one there.
Quit being so smart.
Yeah. But don't. Because when you're our agent, it's going to be great for us. So
did you get those forms we faxed over?
We faxed some forms.
We faxed you some forms and
just,
stocks and bonds.
Mm-hmm. Sell.
Okay.
Sell.
Buy.
Sell.
Buy.
Sell.
Sell.
Buy.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. What do you need?
Plural noun.
Let's see. Walmart.
Walmarts.
Walmarts.
Mm.
Down at the Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. 505-338-3700.
Where's Claire been?
I don't know.
That makes me
maybe
sad.
Maybe on their way to school? Oh, I needed a place.
Oh.
Should I put Walmart's for the place?
Yeah.
Static.
Hola.
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
What
hey,
up?
Man. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, how about you guys?
Fantastic.
Pretty good.
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun. How about aliens?
Yeah. See? He knows what I'm talking about.
Aliens.
Aliens. It's not aliens.
Aliens. All right, thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yo.
Hey. Stop.
Hey, how long is this Mad Lib, man?
I only need four more. Shut up.
Oh. Yeah, duh.
I just figured I would ask before Mateo did.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty long. It's pretty long. It'd be quicker if we were consistently getting phone calls. But it seems like people want to wait to hear the other word and then call. So it's like one at a time.
Well, that's just what I was doing.
There you go.
I learned that. How old's Olivia? Olivia, sixth grade, fifth, sixth grade? One of those?
I think it only... Doesn't it only go up to fifth grade?
I don't know. Well, however old she is, she's way better at English in general.
She implored us to be smarter, and it didn't work out.
Starts with an E. No, it doesn't.
Okay. I need an adjective.
Adjective. Touchy.
Touchy. Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
It is.
Very.
It
is. Very.
Kind of like the Angels and the Jets.
Okay.
You know, they're touchy.
Yeah, but gosh, at least the Jets have a whole season to suck. The Angels, at least, are done.
Yeah, this is true.
Hey, the Bucks lost yesterday, and it was, oh, gosh. Okay.
They got, what, one win?
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, well,
I think
the Jets and Tampa are in the race for number one pick, huh?
Here's what I'm excited for. The Ducks season starts on Thursday. That's all I care about now. Forget football. Season's already over. Forget baseball. Obviously, the Angels are done. Go Ducks.
I'm starting to realize why
Go Islanders, buddy.
This is why sports fans like every sport. They pick a team. One of the teams has to do something. Right? And now,
please.
I guess everybody's teams have been sucking so bad. We're even turning to soccer. We're like, hey, there's soccer
out there. Go soccer. Go soccer. All right. Thanks, Jets guy.
All right, man. You got to easy.
You too.
505-338-3700.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's RJ.
Hey, RJ.
I've been seeing you around, buddy.
He like, knocks on the window as you walk by, and you don't say anything.
RJ, you're tall.
Thanks.
You've been growing, man.
RJ, I need a plural noun.
Assassins? Yes.
RJ, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit making me afraid.
Yeah. That happens. It happens. Thanks for the call. That one actually works. We're doing a Ninja Mad Lib.
Assassins.
Can't give us assassins.
Assassins.
I need two more. Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have a bunch on Facebook.
Yeah, let me see.
Let them chime in.
We always tell people to comment on Facebook, and we hardly ever use them.
I know!
Let's see here. Okay, what do you need?
I need a part of the body.
Eyes.
All right. Can I use hungry eyes?
Yes, you can.
Thanks, Sean. Hungry eyes. See, and I thought of angry eyes. And packing an extra pair of shoes.
And your angry eyes. And your angry eyes.
I need a verb.
Slaughter.
Toy Story 2. Slaughter? Okay.
It's not scary.
Yeah. Like Sergeant Slaughter?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, gosh.
Hello.
Done. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gosh!
Play the ninja song!
Why was Mad Lib Monday so painful today?
It's because it's Monday. I'm just doing my pre-Mad Lib stretch. Hang on.
Don't pull something. Don't you pull something.
I'm good, man. Try to stretch every day. It's good for your fitness. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Today's Mad Lib is called Ninja U, which I can only assume is based on some kind of college thing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like Monsters University?
Get to it.
All right.
If you're not quite ready for years of training under the watchful medulla oblongata of a master ninja, why not try a class or two at Ninja U, the school for aspiring young Benny and the Jets? Here are some of the blue courses. Blue as in sad.
Oh.
Introduction to ninjas. Do you have the discipline, agility, and elementary school to be a ninja? This class offers a slimy overview of ninja history and philosophy.
Nice.
Sounds like my philosophy class. It was slimy. Espionage 101. One strong ninja skill is the ability to sneak up on a dragon without being noticed. This course provides field experience in moving imploringly among unsuspecting aliens in such different environments as a school, a store, a library, or even the Walmarts. Like that kid that lived in Walmart for a while. You remember that kid, Doug? Yeah, that's our hero. Me and Doug established a Facebook page dedicated to that kid. Mind as a weapon. Ninjas use many touchy weapons to defeat their enemies, but their wits and crafty assassins give them the advantage. Learn how to use your hungry eyes to get someone to slaughter exactly the way you want.
Yes!
That's your Mad Lib for today, friendos.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in for Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing stuff there.
You're welcome.
It's Monday. It is. Coming up, speaking of ninjas, we're talking about this Dragonzord.
Yeah, we are.
Dragonzord. Had an experience this
week. We're going to talk about the whole thing.
Yes. You know, I want to talk toys. I want to talk.
Yeah. We're going to talk retro toys.
Matt and I went to a Toys R Us this weekend as grown-ups without children.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, gosh. All right, that's on the way. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody.
How goes it?
Good. We're almost into the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Monday morning. That's all I had.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo here with you.
Hey.
You are reminiscing.
Gosh. Yeah, I'm over here looking up Power Ranger figures.
Lame.
What a lame guy.
We were at the R Us this weekend. Why did we go to Toys R Us?
I don't know.
Oh, I was looking for that Strife, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were actually looking for an action.
I was looking for Strife. I found Strife.
Yep.
You found Strife.
I did. I found Strife in the form of consternation.
Yeah. I went looking for an action figure named Strife, who happens to be the arch nemesis of Cable. You found real Strife in your life.
Oh, I did.
When you discovered, what is it, the Dragon Dagger?
Yes.
Dragon Dagger.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so gosh. Power Rangers, for those of you who are probably a lot cooler than me. Power Rangers came out, I think, when I was in, like, sixth grade. Okay,
I wish
so
I had Power. I don't
like,
know Power
94.
Rangers music.
93, 94. Uh-huh. Go, Power Rangers! You don't have that?
I don't have Power
Doug.
Rangers. How I don't have Power Rangers, I don't know. I do have the Power of Love.
No, we need Power Rangers.
I don't have Power
Hang
Rangers.
Hang on, I'm not starting my story until Doug gets us Power Ranger music. He's
Doug.
Working on it. Look at his typing skills.
Producer Doug.
Doug, you got, like, 126 Guam over there, don't you? Gross words a minute. That's from Computer Discovery in that seventh grade.
I had no
grade.
Idea. Had
you
no
guys
idea.
In it was like, oh. All right, now we can begin. So, 1993, 1994, Power Rangers comes out somewhere around then. I don't know. When I first encountered it, I was like ticked off at it.
Why?
Notice I said ticked, everybody.
Yeah, good job.
I was mad because it reminded me of Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
And Voltron was one of my favorite things. There goes Olivia and Sterling. That was one of my favorite things. And it was these lions that these pilots piloted, and they would assemble and form Voltron, Defender of the Universe, a giant robot. So then I see Power Rangers, and this is what we have. These five teenagers that got selected by some alien in a bubble, a bubble tube.
Yeah.
He says, hey, I need you guys to defend the Earth from these idiot monsters. They look like idiots, and their lines aren't even synced up, because we filmed this entire series in Japan, except for your character interactions, which we will film in America. So anyway,
I didn't know that, really?
Yeah.
I never watched Power Rangers.
It was based on a show that was huge over in Japan or something.
All right.
So anyway, these kids, they get these morphers, and they can turn into these superheroes. And their robots that they pilot are dinosaur-based. So you had a T-Rex, you had a pterodactyl, which should have been called Pteranodon. You had Triceratops. You had a woolly mammoth and a saber-toothed tiger. So you had a couple of fringe Ice Age things going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha.
But that's fine.
Okay.
They all fit in. And then they would combine and form a giant robot that fought monsters. So just
Is
like
that the
Voltron.
Dragonzord?
No.
Oh.
The Dragonzord.
Gosh.
Which was my favorite. Okay, these were the colors of the original Rangers. You had red, yellow, pink, blue, and black.
You didn't have red and yellow, black and white?
No.
Oh. They're precious in the sight.
Okay. So Power Rangers, these five kids teamed up. Well, then, their enemy, Rita.
Rita?
Yes.
Like Rita Gap?
Rita Repulsa, I think was her name. Rita Repulsa or Repulso or something. She was this idiot that lived on the moon. And she had these things that she would use to fight them. And it was basically like Bebop and Rocksteady.
Okay.
Except one was named Goldar, and he was like a griffin with red eyes. He was like, and then there was a pig or something running around. It was mindless. Mindless children's television. And me being almost a teenager, I reveled in it. Because I never grew up. When I was a kid, I promised my mom I'd never grow up, and I saw...
You've done a really good job adhering to that promise.
I have.
So anyway,
Rita gets all mad at Zordon, who is the guy in the bubble, and his Power Rangers for defending the Earth from their...
Wait, the guy in the bubble's a good guy?
Yes.
Okay.
He's an ancient alien or something. It's all aliens, man. Aliens everywhere. And their little compound was out in the desert. They probably filmed close to Santa Fe or somewhere. Right. I don't know. So... Rita gets mad, and she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a Ranger coin, and I'm going to make an evil Ranger that will infiltrate the Power Rangers, and he will destroy
them. Wait, why a Ranger coin?
They all have these little Morpher coins. That's what allowed them to turn into the Power Rangers.
Okay,
they would pull out their little Morpher coins, Morpher time! And then, Sabertooth Tiger! You know, and they would turn into the thing. Tyrannosaurus!
They would turn into a Tyrannosaurus?
Their powers, they'd get these suits, and they would have, like, guns and
fighting
skills.
So they didn't always look like that.
No. They look like normal teenagers, too.
Gosh, dude. Can I stand by for 15 seconds for station identification?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a long story.
This is a long story.
We'll get back to it. Just a second. Hang on.
This is Static Radio on KLYT Albuquerque, KKCJ, Cannon Air Force Base, and KPKJ Mentmore. Online at mystaticradio.com.
And we're back. Doug, that was great, man. You are the man. So anyway, she makes this evil Ranger, Green Ranger. His name is Tommy.
Oh, okay.
He's new to the school. This is Jason David
Wait,
Frank.
Wait, Tommy started as a bad guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, okay. There's depth here. So they're friends. He's the new guy in school, and he's really good at karate. Hang on a second. Look at this kid walking by the window. Come on. Anyway, Tommy starts at the school. He falls in love. He gets his crush on the Pink Ranger, Kimberly. He doesn't know that they're there. Like, they don't know who each other is. But Tommy's kind of like, yeah. He's like a kid. He's a karate kid with, like, a little edge. He's kind of a bad boy, you know. He's like, yeah, I'm good at karate. And how are you guys good at karate? We should all hang out. And then they end up fighting each other. And then somehow through a series of events, they figure out that he is the evil Green Ranger. And they fight. And his thing is the Dragon Zord. So when he morphs, he says, Dragon Zord! So it's kind of mystical. So as opposed to dinosaurs, his is based on this Dragon Zord. The Power Rangers robots all combine to form the Megazord. Tommy's, the Dragon Zord, is already as big and mighty as the Megazord, and his is by itself.
Is the Megazord the thing we saw in Japanese?
This is the Megazord. No, I don't know what that thing was.
Oh, okay. This weekend we were at Toys R Us, and you were, like, schooling me in the toy aisle.
I was like, oh, look at this. I promise you guys there's a point to this story. This is the Megazord. Okay. This is the Dragon Zord.
Gotcha.
That's the Green Ranger. That's Tommy.
Wait, so the Dragon Zord... Wait, no, the Dragon Dagger.
That's what he would use to call on the Dragon Zord. So it's this little sword. Me, 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 me. It's gorgeous. And then he would be like, oh, no. Now I've got to call on the Dragon Zord and find the Megazord because I'm a bad guy. And he would get that little thing and it turned into a flute. And he would go... A lot of innuendo sneaking around when you go back and think about it.
Agenda!
So anyway, the Dragon Zord would fight the Megazord, but then somehow they all had to unite and they became friends. And then we get this little monstrosity, which is the Mega Dragon Zord. And that's what happened when the Dragon Zord combined with the Megazord. Let me find a picture. I've got all this stuff pulled up right here. Okay, this is the combination of the Megazord and the Dragon Zord. And when they would fight these monsters, and when the monster was too much, then the robots would combine.
The Mega Dragon Zord.
And they would be
Why wouldn't
Mega
they
Dragon
just Zord. Be the Mega Dragon Zord all the time? Because it always wins.
Because we have a series to produce, Steve-O. A series. So that's the early part. That was the first season of Power Rangers. And then, eventually, Tommy turned into the White Ranger. And the White Ranger, they got these different Zords through another.
So he was originally Gandalf the Green.
Yes.
And then he died and resurrected as Gandalf the White.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, Power Rangers now has been going for like 20-something seasons. Because the original, you had the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and then it escalated. There was a movie, and then they changed into Power Rangers Zeo or something, and it just got more and more and more and more. There are all these different Zords now. That box that we saw in Japanese, that was another different kind of Megazord.
All that to say, this weekend we were at Toys R Us.
Yes.
And you found, I think I know why it was so expensive, because we went to Toys R Us looking for something else, and you found these, like, nostalgic Power Ranger toys.
I did.
And I was floored how much they cost.
Okay, when I was a kid, I had the Dragon Zord. And by kid, I mean about 6 years ago. No, I'm kidding. I was in fifth or sixth grade, and I got the Dragon Zord. My buddy Kyle had the Megazord, and when we would hang out, we would combine the robots. Boo, boo, boo. And there was this kid named Greg that lived down the street.
Oh, Greg.
And Greg was always trying to hang out. Literally, one time, I went over to Kyle's house, and like Kyle would call me and say, okay, come over now. And my mom would bring me over then and drop me off. And she would leave really fast because we didn't want Greg hanging out. So we would try to plan.
Oh, my
gosh. I'm not
kidding.
He followed us around everywhere, and he had a speech impediment. And it's really hard to not be mean to that kid. I'm sorry, everybody. Don't be mean to people with speech impediments. You'll turn out like me. A jerk. A hypocritical jerk on the radio. Anyway, so me and Kyle would get together. And we would build the Mega Dragon Zord. There was one time when I looked up and Greg was peeking in the window.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. This little kid, he was peeking in the window and he's like, Can I come play with you?
Man.
I want to play with you. He called a bazooka a spagooka because he couldn't say it right. Oh, anyway, I had the Dragon Zord when I was a kid. And if I remember correctly, it cost $30 or $40.
And that was all the money in the world when you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid in the 90s. That was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did they? So these are like replicas, or they remade them?
They remade them.
They remade them.
They went back and found the molds and remade these jokers.
Man.
Except now the Dragon Zord has like diecast metal. My boy Scooter at Astro Zombies, he knows what I'm talking about.
He
was a big Power Rangers fan. Doug, we can probably cut out the Power Rangers music now.
Really?
I just realized that thing's been going for like 10 minutes. People are probably going
insane.
That's
because the story's been going for 10 minutes.
It's Monday. Mighty Morphin Monday story.
Mighty Morphin Mondays, you found your like childhood
I did.
Oh, dream toys.
This is what we're talking about. So, when I was a kid, it was probably $40 at most.
Right.
This thing is $80. It is $80. $80.
Yeah.
80 United States dollars.
I couldn't believe it.
Okay. And so then the dragon dagger, the little flute thing that he would use
little
to call
plastic toy.
That thing probably cost $20-25 when I was a kid.
Yeah.
At most.
Right.
It's $80. Why are they both $80?
I don't know, because yesterday this weekend we were there, and we were just looking around being all nostalgic, and I found, because they're like bringing back toys from our childhood.
They totally are.
Because they know that we're now the parents, so when we get there, we're like, hey, we need to get something for little Tommy. Whoa, replica X-Wing!
Yeah.
And they had a replica X-Wing.
They did.
And that thing was like $40. And I was like, wait, the replica Star Wars figure is like half the price of the Power Rangers
figure. Okay. And
how is that possible?
They're trying to do this right now because Power Rangers has been opted for a movie. They're going to be kind of like they did with Transformers and Ninja Turtles. They are making a brand new Power Rangers movie. If you ever want to laugh for about an hour and a half, go get the old Power Rangers movie.
The only Power Rangers I know is the green one who went by Norman Osborn in Spider-Man 1.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that qualifies. That definitely counts.
Because he talked, but he moved his hands a lot, but he didn't really, his mouth didn't move, and it was stupid.
Yeah, it was stupid.
That was the only Power Ranger I know is Green Goblin from Spider-Man.
And that's fine. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for me, I was an idiot when I was a kid, and I loved this stuff.
Yeah, so parent beware.
Parent beware.
If you go to Toys R Us to buy like a nephew or somebody a toy, chances are now they're going to try and sucker you with nostalgia because we were there and couldn't believe they had like all these classic toys that they're like, hey, replica of when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Seven times as much as it was when you were a kid. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And the funny thing is now, these Power Rangers, like the original figures,
yeah,
are worth money. And guess who still has his power?
You?
I do. Okay. They're at home in the attic. My mom loves me so much that recently she took out my action figures and, like, cleaned them. She, like, dusted them. And she, like, she said she washed them. And I was like, don't wash them too much. Don't do that.
We needed to... Ugh. Your mom loves you so much. My mom threw away my Incredible Hulk issue 181, including the first appearance of Wolverine.
Why would she throw that away?
No, she was
cleaning
stuff
out. When has that ever
out.
Been a good idea?
She was cleaning stuff out. I know.
So anyway, all that to say, my friends, there are Power Ranger reissue toys that are $80! They're $80!
It was ridiculous.
You can buy so much stuff with $80. Right. I'm too busy worried about getting, like, kitty litter to buy Power Ranger toys.
You can buy a week's worth of groceries or the Dragon Dagger.
Yeah. Well, look at my life now. Look at it. I have to decide between living or an action figure. How did it
you
get
can
this
buy
way?
Kitty litter, gas,
yeah,
food, or the Dragon Zord.
My gosh. What happened to me?
I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. 505-338-3700. Static!
Do everything without arguing or complaining.
Oh, my gosh. I will.
Okay.
Fine.
Let me tell you my little story, Matt.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Remember my story, Steve-O, about my Fantastic Four number one?
Yeah. He's not still bitter.
Well, don't argue or complain about it, but let's hear it.
Well, I'm not arguing or complaining. I'm just really still incredibly upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a complaint. Yeah.
No, not a complaint at all. All right, so here was the deal. I left my home after high school. I had Fantastic Four number one.
Let's be fair, though. When you left home in the covered wagon, smallpox right. were a big deal.
It was. You were suffering. You didn't know. There was a good chance that you were going to get malaria.
Yeah.
You could get eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
You had to ford the river.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
You were blazing the Oregon Trail.
I did not know that, but I knew that if I did come back, I needed some sort of income,
yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe this comic book will bring me some good cash.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
So I left it at my parents' house. I had not seen it in, like, 15 years or 20 years or whatever it was, and went back home after I got married, blah, 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 Fantastic Four. The movie came out. I was like, oh, my gosh. I wonder what this comic book is worth now.
Yeah.
So, $38,000 later, I'm like, I'm going to sell this thing, and I'm going to make some money.
Yeah.
Call my mom up. I'm like, hey, I had a Fantastic Four number one in an encyclopedia in the Encyclopedia Britannica in my room. Can you see, can you go find it for me? Oh, I gave those away, honey, years ago.
Yeah,
oh,
man. Fantastic Four number one.
Somebody got their money's worth on Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't
I
you,
still
Matt.
I regret Ginger. Telling my mom what I told her next.
No. Well, tell us verbatim what you said.
No.
It's cool. We got a
bleep button's not ready.
No, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Just say
I said, that's cool, Mom. I love you. We'll talk to you later.
You should have never told her that.
It to this day.
Yeah, you should have told her
she
how you honestly
all over
felt.
Him.
Well, I thought about, I was upset, shocked, obviously, but that wouldn't have changed anything, and she didn't know, so it's like,
yeah.
You know, and she still to this day doesn't know, because, like, she'll feel all bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just take it out on my kids.
It's a chunk of change.
That's good. Pass that anger on.
See ya.
Later, Gentry.
Gosh.
I love the old man.
He has a wealth of knowledge.
He does.
This is the one I had.
This is the story. I feel like question of the day. Here we go.
Okay.
You know, how many of those stories are out there? Of a parent, you know, you leave something at home, you go off to college, you call and go, hey, Mom, Dad, I had something in the attic. I had this box. I had this, oh, baby, that box is gone. Whether through...
They threw
garage
away something.
Sale or throwing something
so
out.
So the question would be,
what did you lose?
Yeah, what was something that was important to you as a kid that your parents threw out because they really don't care about you?
I lost Incredible Hulk issue 181.
I honestly think my parents have saved everything that I told them to.
What's funny is my mom has so much crap. Like, she has kept boxes.
She's a hoarder.
She is. She has boxes upon boxes of junk. But, like, the one box that was with the good toys,
yep,
gone.
Why did she throw it away? Did she have
a
reason why that specific box got junk?
I have no idea. Oh,
it was Rita Repulsa. That's who it was.
It was 505-338-3700. Wow, phone lines are jammed.
This thing is $45!
Sorry. Static.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Okay, when I left to college, my mother sold my horse.
Oh, that's not... That's a big thing.
Was it a plastic horse or a live-action horse?
A big thing.
It was a live... I bred my mother's quarter horse to the neighbor's Arabian, so I had a half quarter horse, half Arabian. She's about 2 years old. I left for college for about a year and a half in another state. I come back, and she belongs to the boy up the street now.
Good.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that didn't go over very well.
Well, yeah.
At least you can go look at it.
Gosh. I went off to high school. Yeah, high school, because I went to military school for my freshman year. Yeah, long story short. And I lost a tarantula, but that was the biggest thing I lost animal-wise. You lost a horse.
Yeah.
That's a big pet.
That's a very big pet. They're not eating in this place.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's going to be okay.
You know, I wound up living in the city the whole time ever since, so I guess I wouldn't have ever been able to take her with me. So. Yeah.
See, there you go. Perspective. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You
Bye.
Too. Yeah, I went off to NIMI, and I had a Mexican rose-haired tarantula named Axel Rose. It's a true story. And, like, 3 weeks in. It was, like, weeks in. Oh, yeah, baby, sorry. Axel's dead. My tarantula died because she refused to feed it because it was a tarantula. So she just like let him starve to death. My poor little tarantula was like, oh, yeah, no, died dead.
You know what they say?
What?
Nothing lasts forever in the cold November rain.
Okay.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What up?
Yeah, so when I turned 21, I had an actual 1986, it's my birth year, 1986 wine. I totally don't even remember the name of it because of it. It was like the best wine I've ever had in my life, no joke. And it was weird because I'm like, I don't drink wine. It's not normal for me. So I actually kept the bottle because I was so excited for it. And my friend gave it to me for free because he's like, hey, you know, guess what? I was cleaning up my grandpa's old blah-blah-blah warehouse, and he found out this. To be honest, it was, like, the best thing I've ever tasted. It was weird, but it was really good. So, well, I went to college, and my sister and my mom decided to clean out a little bit of my room, and my sister finds it, and he's like, whoa, 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 what is this? Boom! Breaks it on the ground.
Good.
No joke. I was like, whoa! So, I didn't even notice. So, I come home literally months later, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, we cleaned out your room a little bit. And she decided to show me the bottle. Mm-hmm. What is this? And I was like, well, it's fine.
For
and my mom was like, my mom actually drank wine. So I don't know. I was 21. It was weird. I don't know. But, yeah, so they passed it out. And then I told her the story. And then she felt really bad. And she was like, oh.
Oh,
I didn't mean to do
thought
that.
That through before
she got a little bit of revenge.
Destroyed it.
All of it.
Wow.
That's good.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Man, 505-338-3700. Talking about horror stories, sadly, with your parents, siblings maybe. You go off to college. Maybe you just, I mean, for the weekend you go somewhere.
Yeah, maybe you just go away for the
weekend.
Somebody
decides to clean the room. Something happens. What's something you lost due to the negligence?
This is what I'm writing. I say, question of the day. What's one thing that you treasured as a kid and wanted to save, but your parents ended up throwing away, giving away to your enemy, or just getting rid of? Tell us here.
505-338-3700. Static!
Hi, guys.
Hello.
One thing that I lost when I went to college, I'm originally from California. So I was over here. My parents had a four-bedroom house. I had my own ginormous room. And
I moved over here, and my parents decided to move over here, and they sold all of my bedroom furniture, my mattresses. All my stuff is in boxes in their three-bedroom garage.
Well, that's good.
So you lost a room.
Completely. There's no going back to your home or to your, you know, to your bed when you go home. You're like, oh, yeah, I get to sleep in my own bed, finally.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, gone.
That kind of stinks.
So if I were to move out right now, because I live with my grandparents for college, if I were to move out, I would have no mattress, no dressers, no hangers, nothing.
Well, wow. Why do you?
My clothes.
Why do you think your parents like you so much?
I know they love me because they moved over here, but...
Wow.
I don't know,
amazing.
Man.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Yes, of course. Have a nice day.
That thing is $200!
Oh, my gosh.
I just found another one. It's $200.
This whole time we're talking, you are Googling Power Ranger figures. Oh, amazing.
I can't afford this stuff.
Static.
Morning, guys.
Hey. Morning.
So, my mom, I think it was my mom, but I had a Spider-Man comic from the Black Issue Spider-Man comic, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right after 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
He went to college, came back, hey, mom, where's my comic? I don't know.
Oh.
What? Where's that?
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
I know, right?
How did you feel?
I was devastated. You know, all my Transformers comics were still, all the Sonic the Hedgehog comics were still there. But
they always keep the lamest ones.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for my parents.
I have like three copies. I'm not going to lie. I have like three copies of that issue.
What?
I do.
What's wrong with you?
It's Amazing Spider-Man issue 36. It's the black cover issue that I have.
Give it to me!
Nope. It's the one I have framed like hanging in the living room. That to me is one of the most important comic books I've ever purchased just because of the significance of it.
It is significant.
I remember buying it the day it came out and how...
When did it come out?
It was supposed to come out. 36 was supposed to come out, and then 9/11 happened, and like delayed shipping and all that. And John Michael Straczynski and John Romita Jr. pushed out this comic that dealt with Captain America and Spider-Man and everybody getting to towers too late. There was some,
it was powerful.
It was very powerful. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that sucks. You lost it. I have like three issues.
I got three issues.
I got like three.
You can't have
one. You can't have it. That was one of the most powerful comic books I've ever read. Mm. Because they delayed it a week, and they John Michael Straczynski, the writer, and then John Romita Jr., the artist.
I thought he said
pushed out.
The black costume Spider-Man.
No, the black issue. The black cover issue. Yeah, from 9/11.
I thought he meant the one where he found the black costume.
From, like, Secret Wars?
They have that one at Astro Zombies. They have it up there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Static!
Hey!
Hey!
You gave me a chance to sip on my coffee while I was on hold, so thank you.
You're welcome.
We're always looking out for other people and not ourselves.
That's how we
I
do.
Know. You guys are so awesome.
Yeah.
So, we had a litter of puppies, and they were awesome. And so my mom was going to let us keep, like, one or two, I forget, but she was going to give away all the rest. So we had 9 puppies, I think, and she gave away 11.
What?
Yeah, right? So she gave away the one we were going to keep.
I'm no mathematician, but...
Something's not adding up, lady.
So she had to go out and find another puppy for us. And she couldn't find one. So we didn't get to have a puppy.
Oh, man.
And then we finally found the puppy, and his name was Benji.
Yeah.
And he got out of the yard one day. He hopped the fence because he wanted to go see his girlfriend next door.
No.
And guess what happened?
No. Nope.
He got hit by a car.
He got hit by a truck.
Oh, truck. Even worse. That's why you should never hop the fence to go see your girlfriend.
That's why people shouldn't drive trucks.
Yeah.
And then what's worse is the neighbor came over to confess his sin. And took me to the vet. And so Benji was in my lap crying. And
this is the most terrible story I've ever heard.
So I'm holding Benji. And he's looking up at me with his big sad eyes.
Stop.
Licking my cheek. And I'm crying.
I'm crying right now, too.
Thank you.
It was so sad. And so he takes me to the vet. And, of course, the vet comes out and says, I'm sorry to inform you, but your dog did not make it.
Oh.
And so the neighbor was crying, too. And he's like, I'll pay for all the expenses. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. Man. That's terrible.
And so we got another dog about a year later. And he was a little beagle. And somehow he got out of the yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Again? We're not. Hey.
He dug a hole on Christmas Eve.
Stop.
And got
out. Are you crying on the phone? Don't tell people this story. It's going to make you cry.
The trash truck.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't get an animal.
My kids saw it. And my kids, like, watched it happen.
Oh, gosh.
And so they've been devastated. And in the meantime, I was at work. And this calms down.
This is why you never get a job.
Yeah.
So I come home, and they tell me, Mommy, Benji got run over. And I start screaming, crying, because he was like my dog.
Oh, man.
And the whole thing just got worse.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
We can't hear any more sad puppy stories.
I know. I feel like we all lost something on that one.
I did. I know I did. Thank you for calling, though.
If you're just joining us, talking about things you lost, like our innocence that we just lost.
Yeah, innocence shattered.
Can't get that one back. Nope. 505-338-3700.
You've got a dog that jumps
phone
the fence all the time.
Still jammed. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I have the Dragonzord.
You do?
I have the Dragonzord and I got it at $20. The only thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
the only thing about it
is the Green Ranger's arm is missing.
Nope. Ugh. Not interested. Thank you for calling.
You got him at a yard sale for $20?
Yep.
Wow.
Hey, good find, though. Good
on
you.
That's a good find. We like that because we just all lost something in the last story. We all just gained something.
Yeah, you're trying to help us out. Thank you for calling.
Yard sales.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
I like
$20 at a yard sale. That's a high price for a toy at a yard sale. Because that's why I've never had like a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have all these toys that I'm like, I got to sell these.
You have a garage sale and you get like all your junk. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a nice table. How much is it? $5. How much is that Star Wars action figure? $150.
Yes. But do you understand?
Non-negotiable.
It is the A-Wing. It is still in the original box.
Non-negotiable.
A-Wing.
If you're going to try to talk me down on this action figure, I'll tell you what you can do. You can take a walk, buddy.
I'll give you $3.
$3?
$3. Don't insult me.
Take your $3.
Get off my property.
Somewhere else. Go to the neighbor's yard sale and buy a car with it. You're not getting this Star Wars action figure.
Okay, but how much for the couch?
The couch is $1.50. It had some, there's a stain over there, so okay. You can get the couch.
$1.50, okay. How much for that Luke Skywalker action figure?
That is $210.
$210?
Yes. Non-negotiable.
That's why I can never have a garage sale.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm with you on that.
Everything's like $3, $5, and then yes. That is an original Millennium Falcon, okay?
Yes.
Which I actually brought out, and it's in my living room right now.
Yeah, and Brody loves it.
Brody loves it.
Why did you... I didn't realize it was...
That one and the Slave One in the living room are both originals that he plays with.
Like from the 70s?
Yeah, dude, what am I going to do with them now? Opened them.
You know what you need to do?
Huh?
You need to have a yard sale and put out a sign that says collectible yard sale.
Yeah, here's my address.
Toy collectible. No, we have it somewhere else. People, hey, what's the deal with Albuquerque? People just setting up on the side of the road and selling stuff. Are there not zoning laws here? You're driving down the road and number one, there's cars everywhere just off in the desert just sitting there. How many drug deals go on in Albuquerque all the time? So anyway, you're driving and then you get to an intersection and there's some stand and they're like, what are they selling?
Oh, plastic roses.
Fresh fruit. I bet it's real fresh. You've been set up all week and I'll never see you again. How do people get away with this stuff?
I have no idea. But the velvet painting guy is my favorite.
So that's what we do. We get our collectibles. We go set up somewhere because apparently you can just set up somewhere out here. And then we sell stuff. And it's like we make it so action figure toy collectible yard sale. Nothing under $200. Serious inquiries only.
It's going to happen someday. I have half a garage full of crap that it's like, dude, this is all these collectibles. What am I going to do with them? What am I going to do with them? I always thought it was like kids' retirement, but...
It could be.
Gosh. Static.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
What up, SB?
Today's my husband's birthday.
Yay!
That's what's up.
And that's what's up.
And we also have our first doctor's appointment for the pregnancy, too.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of exciting.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to tell you about when I moved to go to seminary in Illinois and what my family did to my room.
Oh, no.
It's
our holy yoga room.
No.
That's where we do the holy yoga.
They turned it into the storage space.
Ooh, that's good.
I came home for Christmas my first semester, and my room had been taken over by boxes of other people's crud, and I was like, what?
Oh.
Gonna sleep. Guys, you gotta leave me room to walk and sleep. And my sister was like, I'm sorry, Chris, my brother, just kind of took over and I started putting my stuff in there and yeah. Well, now I don't have a room at my dad's house anymore, although my brother still lives there. And
hey, leave and cleave. You're married.
That's right.
Leave and cleave. Leave and cleave.
When I moved back to New Mexico after seminary, I was just done with my parents' house. I never moved back. I only went back to visit during school. But then I was like, I have to get my own place.
Yeah, you do. That's good.
I'm a baby of six, and I'm the only one who hasn't had a return visit.
Don't do it. Leave.
Don't. Just never go
leave
back.
Leave and cleave.
Just never go back.
There you go.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Hey, somebody tweeted us a picture of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
Nice.
She said, it's on VHS, so nobody can watch it, but never, we can look at the cover.
Never seen it.
You never saw that movie?
No, dude.
It's funny.
I'm older than you. I was not a Power Rangers guy.
I get that.
However, Lisa on Facebook made a comment, and that I get. That I understand.
She said, I saved my boys, Masters of the Universe, sleeping bag. That's He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
TMNT Blimp.
Nice.
He-Man carrying case in every action figure.
That's so awesome.
Does that make me a good mom? And I said, yes, Lisa!
Yes.
I had a ton of He-Man figures, too. Still got them.
Static!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
What's up?
So, I have an opposite story.
Oh, that's good. We need, like, a magical happy story.
Yeah, we need something.
Yeah, there's no dogs dying. And
that's good.
So, it should be better. I don't know.
It should be.
So, my parents moved away to Colorado, and they needed somebody to take over their property. So, they said they were going to buy a house and everything. So, I was like, well, I'll take over the property. I grew up in the house. You know, mm-hmm. I'd love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we decided we're going to do this. And then my mom decided she's going to move in, like, 2 weeks.
Good.
And only take the stuff that she really, really likes, and then leave everything else.
Whoa!
So it put us in an opposite situation where we move into like this house that has everything in it.
Wow!
And now we have to decide like stuff to get rid of. And my dad like left all kinds of stuff in his closet, like clothes and shoes and like a briefcase, like all kinds of random stuff.
Wait a second.
Are they in trouble with your mob?
Was your dad's name Richard Parker? Did you look in the briefcase?
Yeah, I'm wondering how and why, and maybe you shouldn't be at that address.
Yeah, they're
like maybe
yeah,
the mob.
Just take over the address.
Everything, just take over. Just yeah, we're gonna go. I packed my toothbrush. That's all I wanted.
Never mind all that stuff I left in these gloves over all the time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Secret Service shows up, and I'm just like, I just live here. I don't know.
I just live here.
Yeah. No, it's horrible. And so they left paintings on the wall, and I asked them. I was like, should I take this stuff down, or should I just live in your house with all your stuff? My mom's like, do whatever you want. We took the stuff we needed. Do whatever you want with the rest of the stuff.
Wow.
So then I start wanting to sell stuff. So I call my dad. My dad's like, don't sell that. That's my stuff. And I'm like, all right. So it's literally like the opposite event where I'm just like stuck with all this stuff, which is probably how parents feel when their kids go off to college, right?
That is incredible.
Their kids are supposed to spread their wings and do things with their lives, and then they're stuck with like all this stuff.
No, don't you identify with parents. You have been wrong.
Well, it's kind of hard when I'm living in a house full of my parents' stuff.
That is amazing.
This is what has happened. okay?
Okay, okay, tell me.
Your house is haunted.
Ah.
Your parents got out of there really quick.
Yes.
And they just left everything there because they didn't know what item had been possessed. Why is this Downton Abbey?
No, no, this is my mom wanting to start brand new, like she's like 20 or something, and like wanting to take the stuff that she likes and then leave all the other stuff.
Gosh.
You live in a haunted house.
You do.
Will you keep us updated?
I believe it. Would you like to come visit? I mean, it's pretty haunted.
No, we can set up shop.
Can we
set up shop in your garage to sell our collectibles?
We have non-negotiable.
My collectibles will be like my great-grandmother's china that old people will know. I don't know.
You sell that for $3. We've got the $200 Luke Skywalker action figure.
That's right.
No, I'm selling china for like $150. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you have to sell the discounted rated thing.
I will park on the side of the street next to yours, and I will put Grandma Collectibles, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we'll do. It'll be a battle.
Grandmas pull over with those things all the time.
Grandma Collectibles versus Star Wars action figures. It's on.
It's on.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Grandmas pull over all the time.
This is true.
They have nothing to do.
No, it's a cardigan, but
like,
thanks.
Collectibles for me?
What? Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yes. Have a good day, guys.
All right.
She didn't even hear my Dumb and Dumber quote.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Oh, you know, just reminiscing over all the stuff we've lost in our life. Innocence. So,
I'm
childhood.
Not that old. Good. All right.
Yeah, right.
I'm like 15 years old, and
you've already lost something.
What are you doing out of school?
Oh, no. You've already lost something. Go ahead. Go ahead. So, tell us your sad story. Innocence lost.
We were, one day, I don't know what we were doing, but we left the house, and it was just it was my mom and somebody else, and my mom ended up helping clean our room.
Yeah.
And that's not always a good thing.
No.
So we weren't expecting it, but we left all of our G.I. Joe action figures. And
oh, no.
So she ended up giving those away to I don't know who. So
probably your
enemy. We lost those, and we had, like, the 10 packs of all the good guys and bad guys and some of the ships. And
man.
Yeah.
It's gone. Time
to train. Are you okay?
It's all gone.
I'm okay.
All right, thank you for calling us.
All right, see you guys.
Later, buddy.
Bye. Poor guy.
G.I. Joe had the G.I. go.
Oh, come on.
Looks like
what was it called? Super grip? What was the action grip or whatever?
Oh, the kung fu grip?
Looks like that kung fu grip couldn't hold on to itself. There's only one thing that can slip out of the kung fu grip, and that's time itself.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Amazing.
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 Y'all, that's amazing.
Oh, dude, I cannot believe how many phone calls.
Well, there's another one, right? Is that somebody else?
Unbelievable. People, sad stories.
It's jammed. Let's just keep talking.
Time gone by.
Let's just keep talking.
Gosh, static.
So I have an even better story than my wine bottle story.
Oh, good. Another one.
Oh, good. Because the first time I could totally decipher everything you were saying.
Yeah. Speak clearly into your phone.
Yeah. Just stop eating it.
I'm sorry.
I have an even better story than my wine bottle story.
Okay,
so
there you
better.
Go. Yeah.
So much better.
There you go.
this is a double-edged sword.
Oh, like the dragon dagger.
When I was a kid, my dad had a number one Spider-Man, and I was younger. I was really young, but you know how kids like to get into things. So I got into his comic book collection.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Opened up the number one Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And decided to draw my own little characters.
Mm-mm. You wanted to improve on that thing.
Do his comic book.
Yeah.
I don't even know why it wasn't in a case or anything, but I decided to do it. So, horrible, horrible, horrible. And my dad, of course, very humble, the fact that he did not throw me out.
Yeah, yeah.
But years later, he actually gave me all of his comic books.
Aww.
And he kept it, which was really nice. And so I opened it up, and of course, now being a huge comic book connoisseur, I pulled out all of these comic books. Like, oh, man, I remember this. He had some weird one called Boofer, though. I don't know what the heck that was. But I keep pulling up, open all these different comic books, and I'm like so excited. They're all in their cases. Oh, man, I'm extremely happy. And then I come across this Spider-Man number one.
Okay, stop.
That's like a jewel of
hope. Is it Amazing Spider-Man number one, or is it like Spider-Man number one from the 90s?
No, no, this was like, no, this wasn't Amazing Spider-Man number one. This was...
So the Fantastic Four is on the cover?
I don't remember. I don't even have it with me.
Anyway, sorry I interrupted. Yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, so it was extremely exciting, but yeah, he kept it for me, which was nice.
That's awesome.
So it wasn't all that bad, but at the same time, now I have this horrible nightmare of reliving this over and over and over again and realizing that this is worth absolutely nothing.
Yeah. If you could go back in time, would you tell your little kid self not to do that?
Of course I would.
But your dad probably wouldn't have saved that comic. He probably would have sold it to get you through college.
And look, here's the deal. I just jumped on the Bay of E.
The Bay of E.
Yeah, to look at Amazing Spider-Man number one. Just to see, you know, hey, I wonder what Amazing Spider-Man would be worth. And no bigs. Amazing Spider-Man's only going for like $23,000. So it's not it's not like you lost all that much.
And that's
so,
probably not even
know,
like a good copy.
That's not even a great issue.
Amazing Spider-Man number one for sale. Don't mind the drawings inside.
You know. You just call it a customized issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, it's customized.
You got this.
Thanks for calling us back, man.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
I love that we knew, like, I looked it up and it was like, yep, it is the one where he's doing
and
that.
Fantastic
and
Four is
Human
on there.
Torch is flying. Yeah. We are nerds.
We're nerds. We don't care.
Static!
Morning, guys. This is Hans speaking.
Hans!
What's up?
Nothing.
Just here looking at balloons.
Sweet.
So, about a year ago, my grandma lives in Juarez, and she has, like, all these vinyl records that she gave me. And some that are actually pretty hard to find. There was Eric Clapton.
Julio Iglesias.
There was Queen. Ooh. And a bunch of other ones. And I actually have one of those 70s like buffet record players that looks like a desk and it has a TV in the center. And
yeah,
whatnot.
Dude.
So I went back to my mom like, hey, where are those records that I left here in the garage? Like, oh, I threw them away.
Oh. Yeah! I threw them away.
Yeah, sad day.
I threw them. What goes through? Okay, hopefully we live in a day and age where now our generation, we're older and we're parents and we're like, I can't throw this stuff away.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth something because we've grown up hearing these horror stories of people going, oh no, I threw that junk away.
Right.
Oh, it was worth $2.3 million. Shouldn't have thrown that one away. Dang it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
If you're a parent out there, don't throw your kids' toys away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just think about how you felt when your mom threw your toys away. Just think about it. That's all I'm asking. Think about it. Because if you throw them away, there won't be any left, and Toys R Us will reissue it, and it'll cost $1 billion.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Static!
So losses. I had this beautiful Honda Accord. Loved it. Very first car. My mom was like, I need to go to Colorado with your twin. Can I borrow your car? Didn't think anything of it. Yeah, Mom, you can borrow my car.
Cool.
So then I get a call. My twin yelled on the phone. Someone broke into your car. I left my purse in the front seat. Okay, no big deal. I can replace a window.
Oh.
So a few hours later, it's like 1 in the morning, my mom calls and goes, be home in an hour. Hangs up. Calls back 5 minutes later, screams on the phone. I just totaled your car. I hit a bear. Like, you get there, where? In Albuquerque. Like, Albuquerque. So then I said, call 911. Hangs up. She calls back. I don't remember how to call 911. So I'm like, you're shot on the side of the road in a totaled car?
Yeah.
She totaled my precious car. I was 2 car payments away from having it paid off.
Oh.
I was like,
I was 3 days away from
Mom,
retirement.
And so I get a new car. My twin's car breaks down. I give her my car. She gives me her car. Her car breaks down. Now I don't have a car. Like, you stop giving people cars.
I turned that on. Are you saying you're twin?
My twin.
Are you a twin?
And
I'm
twins.
A twin.
Whoa, what's that like?
I don't know what it's like not having a twin.
It's awesome. So good. So good.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. I'm one of a kind. Oh,
thank you
for calling.
All right, thanks.
Later.
I didn't know
what just happened.
I didn't know what she was saying the whole time. She lost her car. That was her favorite car. Her mom freaking hit a bear with it. Special hit a bear with it. I'm trying.
Last one this hour. The phone lines have been jammed this whole time.
I'm glad you guys are interested.
Sad stories.
Nobody was interested during the share-a-thon. Go ahead.
Static.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Excellent. I've got a sad story to share.
Is it about two puppies dying?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, thank God.
That's fortunate.
Well, fortunately not, I guess. Yeah.
Fortunately.
When I was a kid, I was a big collector of Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, dude.
I remember and, those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had, like, every single one of the first issue of Garbage Pail Kid.
Wow.
Except for a couple of the foil cards. I had the whole collection. They were all in those little, plastic packs and everything.
Yeah.
The really hard-to-find ones. Probably spent, as a kid, $100 on that, which I'm sure, when you're 8 years old, $100 is just amazingly huge amount of money.
Heck yeah.
My mom decided to throw them away one day because she's like, no, they make fun of disabled kids, so we're going to throw them away. And I'm like, no! Yeah, throw them straight in the trash.
My mom did the exact same thing because she thought they were disgusting, and she threw away my entire collection of
Garbage
Pail Kids. Yep.
Did you tell your mom, you're like, hey, mom, those things you just threw away, I probably could have helped out a ton of disabled kids with the money I would have made off of them!
In 2001, I looked them up online, and this was 2001.
I don't know.
That in complete collection, because I didn't have all the foils, was going for about $3,700 at that time.
Oh, gosh.
That stinks, man.
Yeah, that hurts. But so every once in a while, we'll be having dinner. You threw away my Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids, Mom! Garbage Pail! It's Thanksgiving, and it gets quiet, and you just hear like, ding, 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 ding. And then she's like, so how was your Garbage Pail Kids, Mom? I'll never forgive you! Pass the cranberry sauce and shut up!
I love my mom.
That's good.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call. Oh, man. Oh, kids. What are you going to do? Static!
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Last chance.
You're on the air.
You are on the air.
Hey. I'm on the air.
Yeah,
you are.
I knew that. This is Real Compete. What's going on, fellas?
Hey. What's up?
Go ahead.
Hey, so I got to tell you a story. So my mom and dad, and I'm old now. This is like way back before remote controls.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad got 25 solid silver dollars for the 25th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Right? So I'm thinking, man, this is fantastic. There's an arcade around the corner. This is going to be great. Me and my brother took them and cashed them in at the arcade. And I spent over 100,000 points on Pac-Man that day.
Whoa.
Dude, you got to have goals.
Oh, man.
Somebody's got solid silver 1905 or whatever it is, silver dollars.
Oh, wow.
But I am over 100,000 on Pac-Man.
That's good. There you go.
Good grief,
wow.
Man.
Thanks for the call.
You bet, brother. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Dude, it's funny when you're a kid and your priorities.
Well, that's true, because on the flip side, I'm sure there's 1,000 stories of things I destroyed or just got rid of or didn't care about because I didn't know because I was a stupid kid.
Yep.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, more of your stories, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or, of course, 505-338-3700. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
I'm trying to refresh it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not working. It's frozen. Wait, just moved. It's moving. Netscape Navigator 3.1. The clouds are moving.
Hey guys, I just took a dope balloon picture.
I thought you were going to say dump.
Who's ready for me to post it on Instagram to inundate you with yet another balloon picture?
You should put it on Statics.
I should, huh?
Yeah.
Instead of mine?
Either one. I mean, do you really want to be one of those people that puts up a balloon picture? Go look at my Instagram. That's the last thing I put up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Add a lot of Mateo. Because it's a lot of me. Look. See? Balloon.
Oh.
That's the one we wrote in. Okay. 40 eastbound is still pretty gridlocked, down to about 15 miles an hour. There was an accident there. I think they've cleared it, but it's still pretty rough, so look out. Also, a lot of traffic because of Balloon Fiesta. You can look forward to that all week. I-25 in Paseo is under construction. There's a frontage road, which is I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. That's reduced to one lane. There's an on-ramp. I-25 at Jefferson is closed, and we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's reduced to two lanes. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about collectibles and toys and life. We were at the toy store this weekend, looking at stuff for children, of course.
Me! I'm the biggest kid you know!
Look, I'm trying to find the X-Men Strife action figure. I can't find him, except I found him at that one rip-off Hastings place, but it was like 30 bucks, and that's stupid.
Yeah, so there.
And then you found the Power Ranger Dragonzord of your dreams.
Dragonzord!
And then we saw the price tag, and that was just dumb. And it got us reminiscing on things that we had from childhood that parents tossed, threw away. Maybe it went off to college and came back and were like, where are my comic books? And they're like, oh, we threw those away ages ago.
Aww.
Stories galore. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or give us a call. Phone lines are open now. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi, Polly from Santa Fe.
Well, hello.
Well, I've been threatening to call for a long time because I listened to you and I turned my college-age kids on to you guys. I think you guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
But I have everything my kids left here when they took off to college. One Oregon, one here in Santa Fe. And, order.
What kind of stuff you got?
I got the little pink refrigerator that's going for like 30 bucks online.
The pink refrigerator.
It's a little miniature pink plastic with miniature Coke bottles.
Wow.
I mean, just stuff.
You kept junk.
I kept everything.
That's
good. You never know.
I think that's good. My mom kept a ton of stuff. She gave me a box recently that was just random stuff, and I think I was excited about three of the items in there of the 147.
Yeah, my daughter says I have cool stuff and, bull stuff.
Yeah,
and all I could say was, you think I have cool stuff?
That's right.
There you go.
But first of all, I want you guys to have prayer for my older sister because, they're church owners. We can't own a church. I know we can't own a church, but they don't know that.
Oh.
But things about things taken away and given away, took me to court, sued me for my inheritance. One of 10 surviving kids, they went after me. And I think that in all of that, they lost their salvation, or they put it in the back shelf somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And that's a sad thing to lose or get rid of or trade off.
Yeah.
Anyway, but on a lighter note.
Yeah.
I'm blessed beyond. I got two healthy kids I raised on my own with the help of God.
Cool.
No child support,
Yeah.
Our needs are met. Our greeds are different. And,
All right.
Life is good.
Good. I'm
needs,
glad.
Greeds, and creeds.
I like it.
Yeah,
thank you
greeds
for calling
and needs.
Don't
greeds.
You, hey, don't you threaten don't to call forget, us anymore. You just call
us. Oh, not to worry. But listen, you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day, and God bless you for doing what you do.
All right.
You guys touch a lot of youth.
Thank you.
A lot of youth.
You're touching a lot of youth, Matt.
Yeah, and God bless you.
No. God thank bless you, Miss, too. Thank you,
he
Miss
will.
Lady.
All right.
Bye.
I don't know what to
no
do.
No comment.
Okay.
Don't comment. Let's read from Facebook. Bill Peterson says, a box of every issue mint condition Mad magazine from 1960 to 1969. His mom, bless her heart, sold them in a garage sale for $5. The whole box of the magazines.
Wow.
That stinks. Damie says, Cabbage Patch Kid. Donnie says, mine's my own fault. I had like 20 Lord of the Rings action figures that I sold probably in a garage sale. Now it being over 10 years since the movies, I wish I still had them.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, we already talked about Lisa. Lindsay says, Geraldine, here's a place to talk about that saxophone, LOL, Yvette.
I wonder hey. If one of them sold the other's saxophone or something. Gosh. Passive aggressive on our Facebook.
For real. Hey, don't get on here and cause fights on our Facebook.
What is happening? I'm so uncomfortable right
good.
Now.
Good. You should be.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Any stories from childhood, parents throwing stuff away that was just precious to you? I wish my mom would have kind of tossed some stuff. My dad passed away when I was young, and she kept all of his stuff, you're going to want this someday.
Yeah.
I have a garage
you do.
Full of model airplanes from World War II and trains.
Trains.
He collected trains and model airplanes, and I have them all.
So
I don't know what to do with those, but I'm stuck with them. So it was like the opposite, where I got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
That I just don't even know what to do with.
Well, you need to find a collector of trains and planes.
I'm just missing automobiles.
That's all you need. You need to get that person, get their number.
Do people still collect trains and, airplanes?
Nobody rides the train anymore. This is 2014.
Kids, trains were these things that used to take you from point A to point B.
Locomotives, they called them. Locomotives.
Yeah.
Have we had a freeze up on our phone calls?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. That's the phone number you can get to Facebook. Check the stories. While you're there, make sure you check out the Power Rangers Legacy Dragonzord.
Dragonzord.
You posted that.
Dude, I would call Walmart, Toys R Us, Kmart, and KB Toys. Those were the four main toy mongers we had in Tupelo, Mississippi. And every day after school, until I had this Dragonzord, I would call every day. And
I feel that right now.
I knew the day they got shipment. It was like every Tuesday they get toys or something stupid.
I've been to three
like
Walgreens in the last week, and it's stupid because when you were a kid, Walgreens was the place you went for toys to die.
Yeah, like, we talked about this the other day.
That toy aisle.
The worst one was if you went to like a Dollar or a General Store.
Or just the grocery store.
Yeah.
Oh.
You go there.
The toy aisle in the grocery store.
Because you're riding with your parents and you're like, she says, we're going to the store. And you're like, yes. Can I get a toy? Sure. And then you pull up at a dollar store and you're like, no.
It's going to be crappy plastic.
I'm going to get a candy or a coloring book. Because I will not stoop to the level of the dollar store toy aisle. It's all this mismatch, like mixed match.
Yes.
Blah, it's all this crap.
Yep.
You know, it's like, this is Spider Hero. Thank you, Spider Hero. You have a cape. I hate you.
Exactly. Oh, man, we're talking about that. But recently, Marvel has been striking weird deals.
Yeah.
One of them being this new Spider-Man Venom exclusive action figure. It is a Walgreens.
It's a Walgreens
exclusive.
What?
No joke. So we've been driving around to all these stupid Walgreens trying to find the exclusive Venom action figure.
Why do people
from
strike
Walgreens
deals with stores like that? I don't understand what's happening. I get it. You have to extend your reach. But you're Disney!
Dude.
Your reach is everywhere!
Did you see my exclusive Iron Man I got?
No!
Yeah, it's a CVS exclusive.
Gross! I can't even associate those two things.
It smells like mothballs.
It smells like a pharmacy. It's awesome.
I don't get it! This is real life. And we've actually been to Walgreens toy aisles. And I'm like, kids, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, guys.
Debacle.
Just look at the soap.
Just look.
It's interesting.
Smell. Look at them knockoff Legos over there.
What are those called?
Like, Schmegos.
Schmegos. Oh, no, no.
They almost
fit
regular Legos.
All right, listen, guys, go to our Facebook or give us a call. Did you ever have something that was important to you as a child and your parents threw it away?
Oh, man.
And you wanted to save it. And
get
now it's
there.
Gone. It's gone forever.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Careful traffic.
Take one final look at traffic for the morning. Hopefully all of you guys have gotten to work okay. If you haven't, I'm sorry. Looks like we don't have any accidents to report. We have some construction, I-25 in Paseo. Frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison along I-25 has been reduced to one lane. The on-ramp at I-25 in Jefferson is still closed. And there's road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Who knows what they're doing? I don't know what they're doing. They're building something, Doug. I don't know. I don't have enough time to talk about it. So stop. Anyway, that's really good traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
We just got a funny story. Alicia, our question of the day is, what's one thing that you treasured as a kid and wanted to save, but your parents ended up throwing away, giving away to your enemy, or just getting rid of it? Tell us here. And so Alicia just commented and said, my purple 10-speed mountain bike. I went to Honduras for 7 months, and when I came back, it was gone. My parents had taken it to Goodwill.
Oh!
That was their mission trip.
That was their,
They were like, Alicia went on a mission trip, so let's give her bike away to Goodwill.
Dude, toys these days are stupid expensive.
They are expensive.
Lego just announced a Slave 1 Lego set.
Yeah.
That's Boba Fett. They just announced a Slave 1 Lego set, and I was like, yes. Take a gander at how much it's going to be.
Let me look. Hang on.
No, don't look it up. I know how much it's going
to
be.
Well, you told me to look.
No, well, take it. Oh, you're right.
Take a guess.
I'll take a guess. Not a gander.
Okay.
Yeah, grammar guy.
$140.
$200.
$200. For Legos.
For a Lego set. I think it's because they know that the grown-ups are buying those.
Yeah, they're like, who else is going to buy this?
It is unreal. So, toys just climbing in price. We're talking stories from childhood.
That's crazy.
Maybe a treasure you had hidden away in your room that your parents threw away when you moved out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
I can't think right now. That's so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid.
Hey, you know what we can do? Speaking of parents, Doug handed me a sheet. Yes. Is this the one?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to end with a little funniness. From school teacher to ISIS member. Gosh, that's... Don't go to CNN. It's scary. Okay. So, we need parenting music. You know what we need for parenting music?
Hmm.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off theme. That's what we need.
Oh, man. There it is.
Parents. You guys are funny. I'm about to be one. Steve-O's a parent. Doug's going to be a parent soon. Daniel's a parent. Mitch is a parent.
Yeah.
Celeste is apparently really cool. Here's the deal. Funniest parenting tweets from the past week. And we'll end with this because this is a funny little get you to work story. These are tweets thrown out from parents about their children. Just trying to give me and Doug some tips on how to handle business when we got kids. So let's read them. Are you ready, Steve-O?
I am totally ready.
Imagine having kids, ... Wrong. You don't have time to imagine anymore. That comes from at Simon C. Holland.
Why don't we have time to imagine?
You're a parent.
Oh.
Toddlers are great at whispering if whispering means talking as quietly as they shout.
Dude, when I tell my kids, like, hey, shh, Brody's sleeping or something, and then they do that, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It, like,
being quiet.
Scrapes your ear.
Can I use the iPad? Here's another one. Before I had kids, I didn't even know it was possible to destroy an entire house with a granola bar.
Oh.
That comes from at Lurk at Home Mom. That's terrifying. This one from at Discord. 90% of parent being the parent of a toddler is spent in the bathroom while she sits on the toilet singing. Man, parenthood sounds terrifying.
Chrissy sent me a text a minute ago saying that she almost sent me a photo of a poop.
Oh,
because
no.
Brody went in the potty.
Yeah!
I know.
That's to be celebrated. I should have just named my son Don't Touch That. That comes from Cordy Jones. People who claim the most beautiful thing is to watch sleeping children have never watched anyone wash their dishes. I guess that's from people. Do you identify with any of these?
You're going too soon.
I'm not. My daughter treats me like I applied for the position of mom, and she's concerned she's not providing enough work to justify my wage. That's one. These are pretty good.
That is a good one.
Wait. Things my kids haven't thought about today. Oh. Or no. Things my kids haven't thought about today.
Gotcha.
Number one, blank. Number two, blank. Number three, blank. I suppose that means they thought about everything.
Oh, man.
Here's a good tip. 75% of parenting is just looking for things your children can't find. That's the main reason my mom knew exactly what action figures, like, she knew all the names of the dinosaurs just as much as I did. She knew all of the action figures. She knew what kind they were, what they did. And it's because I would lose them, and I'd have to describe them to her. And so she just started learning what they were. So she could say, what's its name? And I would say it. She'd go, oh, I think you left that out in the yard.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. I used to go play out. We had this thing called grass in Mississippi, and I used to go play out in the yard with my toy dinosaurs. It was awesome.
We don't have much of that here.
You guys don't have anything like that.
I think that's why I have a giant size Lion-O action figure.
I see that.
Because when I was a kid, the Thundercats were near impossible to find. And I'm like, Mom, I want Lion-O. And she came home with a Mumra. And it was like the crappy one that was at all the stores. It was the only one they had left. And I'm like, I don't want Mumra. He's the bad guy.
He is.
I hate Mumra. I want Lion-O. I would even take Panthro. I would take any of the good guys.
I would even take Panthro. It's such a loaded statement.
Well, he was kind of like the lame friend. You know what I'm saying? I'd take that dude with the nunchucks even. I would take Vin Diesel in a panther form. Because he was bald.
Dude.
It was Vin Diesel.
Thundercats are loose.
Bam! Don't give me Mumra, Mom.
That's right.
Then after that, she was just known as Mumra.
Mumra.
And that was it. Because she was the enemy.
Mumra.
I wanted Lion-O.
I'm Lion-O.
Anyways.
Here's another one. My kids and I just cured the handyman of ever wanting to get married and having children, so I'm feeling very accomplished.
Here's I was worried we scared you away from ever wanting kids when you lived with us, because our kids are kind of crazy.
This comes from this at go to SLP. I don't know. This is a parenting algorithm.
Yes.
Amount of damage will it cause times how long it keeps him occupied divided by the amount of alcohol in the house. Parenting algorithm. Doug and I thought that one was fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to stick to that. I'm officially the mother of a teenager today. Maybe don't read my tweets for the next 5 years. From this mom.
There's some good stuff
in there. Here's one. My 9-year-old couldn't even take school pictures once she learned there was no Valencia filter.
Oh, gosh.
Chica-chica. I like this one, too. This is his 4-year-old trying to convince his brother where we should go for dinner. Do you like toys? Then McDonald's is the only choice! That's a businessman.
You know what?
Right
when
there.
I was a kid, that was it. You had to eat there for the Happy Meal. It didn't even matter how terribly plastic. The toy probably tasted better than the Happy Meal. But I wanted that Happy
Meal.
But
they both lasted the same amount of time.
Yes.
If you bought some fries back then, you probably still got them alongside of the toy that came in the Happy Meal.
Truth.
You could have an entire Happy Meal preserved for 50 years, including the toy.
Yeah.
Does anybody sell those? Like McDonald's toys from Happy Meals, mint condition, still in Happy Meal with food?
I had all the Fraggle Rocks like still in the package.
They did so much good stuff with Happy Meals when we were kids. I don't know
they
what
did.
They're doing now.
Now
I won't even go in.
Yeah.
I won't even go there.
Yeah.
Parents should always tell the truth to their children, except when children ask how many Indiana Jones movies there are. Then you say 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought you would identify with
Absolutely.
That one. You would.
The fourth one is like...
What is it? It's different.
It's
different. That's the best way to describe
it. I was so happy when they announced it, because it's like we're getting more Indiana Jones.
I thought it was going to be great.
I didn't hate it.
That was before Shia LaBeouf had his weird freak out.
I still put it in there with the Indiana Jones movies, because it's still Indiana Jones.
I mean, it had some good scenes in it.
A bad iteration of Indiana Jones is still another Indiana Jones movie.
Cate Blanchett's in it.
Yeah.
And she plays an excellent, like, Russian spy.
Shia LaBeouf swings with monkeys.
That is the dumbest thing.
Okay, but here's the thing.
No,
all right,
it's
look,
dumb. We can't justify
it. I'm not justifying it, but here's the thing. All right?
Okay.
Because everybody hated on that movie because it was like... Indiana Jones jumped in a refrigerator and survived a nuclear blast and got out. And everybody's like, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. In Temple of Doom, they are in an airplane and the pilot gets shot.
They go out
and they grab an inflatable raft and all jump out of the airplane together.
And slide down a mountain.
And somehow it inflates just in time for them to hit the mountain. That they just jumped out of an airplane from.
Yeah, but the mountain had ice
totally
and snow on it.
Slid down a mountain and over a waterfall and still somehow lived.
Yeah.
to find the Indian village.
That makes sense to me.
And people were mad about the refrigerator.
That was the 80s. People were like, I can't believe they really did that. That was incredible.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even mind the whole thing.
In The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
His dad is shot and is going to be killed, but he drinks from the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
And the bullet pops out of his stomach. And he lives, but people are pissed about a refrigerator.
Special.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I think I didn't mind the refrigerator thing. I mean,
it was
whatever.
Like, whoa, dude, aliens? Too far.
No, it was the
Holy Grail
for me.
Water saving my dad and the bullet popping out. Totally normal and plausible.
The funny thing for me was the Indiana Jones trilogy, the original, they all had like a spiritual, magical connotation.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't like about the fourth one, because it went full alien.
Aliens show up and kill all the Nazis. That's stupid and lame. A angel pops out of the Ark of the Covenant.
Boom.
And melts all the faces of the Nazis.
I liked that.
Totally acceptable.
Yeah, because nobody likes the Nazis.
I've never loved the fourth movie so much in my life now.
No, okay.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
Yeah, go watch
right
it. And
now.
You'll come back tomorrow and you'll be like, I shouldn't have done that. I talked myself into a stupid idea again.
I'm just saying, everybody was so angry about it for all these dumb reasons. Go watch the original trilogy and then tell me that everything in those movies were plausible.
No, you're right. You're right. It's not plausible at all. I think it just didn't have the magic. It's like the prequels.
Yeah.
It just didn't have the magic of the original.
Yeah.
The original trilogy.
I got you.
And
I got you.
Fortunately for us, we didn't have George Lucas trying to beat it into the ground with Indiana Jones.
I know.
But from what I hear, they're making a fifth one.
Man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I think that's our Monday.
Great.
I think we're done.
All right.
Just Monday saying. Is done day, y'all.
Just saying.
We went on a journey today. We talked about nostalgia for an hour.
We did.
Some lady called in and talked about her puppies dying. Some other lady called in and said she was in a lawsuit.
With her family. It was cray cray.
But then we had some great stories from people that lost stuff.
Mund cray.
Mund cray. It's another mund cray.
At least it wasn't mundane.
Mundane Monday.
Yes. I'll take Mund Cray over mundane any day.
We had a great show.
If you missed any part of it, podcast it, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Check it out. That is it for us.
That's all.
Woo, I got to go get to the eye doctor.
Yeah, you do. I've got to go do a bunch of work.
I
got to
go spend a bunch of money so that I can see without glasses.
Mm.
Good times.
All right.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.